You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
All right, here we are. What's up? Some of these mics were shut off. We're here, You Know What, Dude podcast. Deepu to my right, Lauren to my left.
What's up, Bob?
What's up, kids?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
I like the sir thing. I like that. Thank you very much. I'm doing all right. It was a crazy fucking weekend. I did the Boston Comics Come Home there, the Cam Neely Foundation.
That went very smoothly, right, I heard?
Yeah, it was just a smooth little, you know, no bumps, no hiccups. Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God.
We're definitely going to talk about that later.
We're going to talk about that later. And I've done some, I know, a lot of stuff with Wanda, of course, the headlines, and everybody's picking up on her, her getting booed off stage. And then Nick DiPaolo and blah, blah, blah. And Bill Burr was there. And it was a crazy night, you know, crazy fucking night, but a great night and for a great cause. We'll be talking about that today. What else we got, Deeps?
We're going to do a little good fan, bad fan, a new segment we planned for the opening segment.
Well, let me do this real quick. Who do we got on the show today, Sexy?
Yeah. Ooh, we have...
I'm talking to Deepu.
I'm looking pretty good today, right?
You do look good.
I did a little wardrobe makeover recently.
I think you look... I like the eyes odd. Your hair looks good. You're actually put a little weight on.
It's the whole scopa's out of here. I got to fucking step up.
You better fucking step up, though, because now Lauren knows how to do your fucking job.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
We got... Tim Dillon.
Tim Dillon.
Yeah,
ooh.
Tim Dillon.
Ooh.
We
love
him. Stabby baby.
Ooh, love him. To the left. We got the right and the left. what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, Tim came in. He's ready to go.
It's Timmy.
We got Mike Buschetti.
Wait, what the fuck does that mean?
What? He's talking about Trump.
All right.
He's ready to go.
Well, yeah, but you don't know he's ready to go. He's not here.
All right.
You haven't talked to him today. You just made that up. Tim.
Yeah, he was
Tim,
up here before.
When?
Just before you
Bob,
get here.
Bob, you know that calms me down. Do not calm me down. You'll take the funny out of the show. If you calm me down like that again. Who else do we have?
We have Ryan Dune, too.
Ryan Dune, Mike Buscemi.
And Mike Buscemi.
Who I'm a big fan of. Never been on the show. Mm-hmm. He's been on everybody else's fucking show.
Yeah.
But now he's on this show. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
What's his name again?
Mike Buscemi.
Buscetti.
Buscetti, whatever the fuck, Buscemi. Buscemi. Why am I saying Buscemi?
It sounds a little Sopranos.
Steve Buscemi.
Oh, Steve, that's I mixed it up. Well, it is one of those names you mix up.
Can we book him next week?
I did.
Oh.
No. Right. Listen, of course not. No, but I am going to start booking some famous people.
That'd be cool.
I mean, it's not hard in this room. Fucking everybody's famous to us. We also have, yes, Rydoon. If you don't know who Rydoon is, it's a young guy who was very popular on Vine. When Vine first came out, I was actually into it. He was one of the guys from Boston that I really loved watching. He blew up, stand-up comedian, L.A. The Vine thing happened. Now Vine is dead.
Yeah.
Wish you had music for that. Mwah, bah, 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 whatever the song that would be.
Should have thought of it.
Well, I thought you should have. Yeah. You're that guy.
You're should have. No, you're right.
Yeah, I'm not me.
That's what I was saying.
I'm the guy who comes up with the stuff. Anyways, so there we go. That's the show today. And we're going to do, we have this segment called Good Fan, Bad Fan. It'd be great if we had a little thing for that. Good Fan, Bad Fan.
Yeah, I was sitting on that, and I came up with one on the way here. So
what is
next
it?
Week.
Do it in your head. Like out loud, though.
So I'm going to have like a whistle sound effect. So you'd be like, yeah, and then it's going to be Bobby going, "You're offsides, dude." And then we got Good Fan, Bad Fan.
Ooh,
let's go. I
like
it.
That,
all right, cool. I liked it.
I'm into it.
Okay.
I like it. What?
So should we start with...
I'm into it, too. Go ahead. What do we got?
Bobby, are you the kind of guy that likes good news first or bad news first?
I like the bad news first. I like walking up to the fucking demon, walking up to the darkness, stepping into the darkness, jumping off the cliff, and knowing God will teach me to fly. Does that make sense? Not really.
Lauren, what about you? Are you a good news first person or bad news first person?
I'm a bad news.
Yeah.
I'm a
I think
badder.
We're all bad news first people.
Yeah.
Lauren, you're pregnant.
Oh my God, that's what everyone's saying.
Again. What do you got? You better kill it now before Trump.
I know.
You get pregnant from anal?
Stairs.
Yeah.
Probably.
Can we not bring up your dirty ass?
I know, we're
again?
Over it.
All right.
I puke every time I think
I
it.
Know.
And you let him come in it.
I know. I was pooping cum.
It's not even funny. You don't come back from that, Bubba.
I know.
You don't come back from that.
Ruined.
Every guy in the chat room, any guy who ever listened.
Good. I'm over it. I'm over their dick pics.
Well, I'm not. Why do I not get the dick pics?
Keep
Can somebody send me tit pics, please? For the love of God, every other fucking podcast get tits and vagina and videos. I saw one guy gets videos. I get nothing.
All right,
get...
well, set up our titty game. I'll get it going.
Step it up. Why don't
step
you send me one?
Right.
I don't know it's you. You send me one, too.
I'll try.
All right, go. What do we got?
All right,
bad
so
fan.
Our first bad fan is a comment on YouTube from our last episode. Sib Sibnal says...
All right, wait, stop. I already don't like his name. Sorry to negative Sib Sibnal. Fuck off.
I've only seen him on 2 out of 3 podcasts, and I love all his peers, but I'm uncomfortable with how much I hate Sam Morril.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised by that, too.
Why does he hate... How can you hate Sam Morril? I mean, say, look, Sam Morril is a pretty fuck you type of guy. He doesn't take shit, but that's what I like him.
Yeah.
He's pretty opinionated. He's funny. And he's always been a sweetheart to me. So I like
a little dark too in my comedy.
Yes,
very dark.
Yeah, he's
very
got dark. That dark factor.
He is dark factor. Not as much as Monroe, but yeah. Whoa, get it? He's a black guy, and I made a joke.
Our good fan has a comment in the form
good
of
fan.
A 5-star review on iTunes.
Yes,
M. Fig says, Bobby's voice is my Monday morning. I look forward to it on my drive into work, and it improves my entire week.
We need Yay. We need sound effects after these bad fans. We need. And then good ones like, yay! Or maybe we don't do that. Maybe we just do it ourselves.
Maybe like
Lauren,
let it hang.
Here's your job right. From now on. Good fan, bad fan. You make the sound effects for bad and good, okay?
Okay,
what else
it.
We got? Anything else?
Our next bad fan says, yeah. Oh God, save us from more sober lectures. It's by Colin Moore.
That was me choking on a dick.
Yeah, we got it. Oh God,
that's a good fan.
I made a girl choke on my dick once.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she almost puke?
No. Really? I wish she. I wanted to spit up on. Anyways, let's not go down your Jersey route. Let's keep it on board. Well, listen, that's pretty fucking annoying. But he's got a point.
lectures.
I do go on. I do. I call it what they call it in The Incredibles. If you've seen that movie, monologuing. Someone got me monologuing.
We got music. I actually have music for the next time you go into a monologue.
Yeah.
I'm going to just slip it in there.
Hey, great. Now, I do. Hey, here's the deal. It's my podcast. Okay. My mics. Okay. My studio. I can monologue whenever the fuck I want. Because let me tell you something. Life is about monologues. If you don't monologue, who the fuck are you? How do you know who you are? What you feel? All right. You got to fucking step it up. And go into what you believe and let other people know. Because sometimes people need help. Okay, and I don't drink.
I know you're trying to get me to play the music. I actually didn't have it ready yet.
Yeah,
so
well, there you go. That I really wasn't. I was just monologuing.
Oh, really?
That would have been a good joint though if you started playing the music. But thanks for ruining my monologue.
The amount of time it would take me for you to pull the music up, it would not be worth.
That wasn't a monologue, anyways. That was a rant.
Okay.
That was a rant.
That's true.
You have to have rant music.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got? What's a good fan?
A good fan says we have another 5-star review from Murray 472, and he says. I heard about this show after Video Game Outliers joined Riotcast.
Yes.
And wow, I am hooked.
Video Game, you know what? Great show. Mm-hmm. One of the most popular shows on our network. It really stepped up. Mm-hmm. These guys have it together, man. If you love video games and you're into the gaming world and you're just a nerd and you like that, you got to listen to these guys. Mm-hmm. Really good. Really good. You'd love them.
Yeah.
All right, so what else do we got on the show today? What else are we going to be talking about? Anything?
We're going to talk about Comics Come Home, that show you did.
Absolutely.
We're definitely going to dive into Riot Dune's recent misfortune being taken down.
Vine is dead. Vine is gone. That'd be like if podcasting died. I mean, what would I do? You know what I'd do? I'd fucking...
You'd be monologuing in your bedroom somewhere.
you're a dickhead. You
I'd watch your monologues.
Bad fan. Bad fan.
I'm a bad fan.
All right, here we go. What do you say we start the show?
Let's do it.
Let's start the show. We're bringing people up right now. If you're listening and you're on the show and you're downstairs at the cellar, feel free to push the buzzer. If you guys want to be on the show, what's the email that you can email?
They can email Lauren at ykwdproducer@riotcast.com.
That's true. And if you want to be a premium member, okay, if you want to support this show, number one, it's about supporting the show. Number two, it's about getting premium content. We have the Creeps with Kids show up there. The Podfest is up there. We're talking video, high-def video. Two of the funniest shows we've done. Amazing content. We're going to be putting more stuff up. And look, it's easy. You go to the App Store. iPhone, Android, download the free app. What's the name of the app?
It's called the Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app.
You know what, dude? Get the app, dude. Boom. You put it in your pocket, and there you go. Okay?
Yeah.
You fucking download it for free. And then, you know what you do? You subscribe. $1.99 a month. That's all you have to do, and you are a premium member. You're supporting the show. You're actually, and you're getting the premium content. And look at all the show. If you don't have the money, I get it. If you don't have the is that Verizon? That's where Tim Dillon sits.
Verizon? Well, no. What'd you say? No. We got Ryden in that seat.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding. I just like to fuck with you, Tim.
Oh.
And just a quick thing. If they want to watch it on their browser, they can go to robertkelly.libsyn.com, put it on their big screen, watch it that way.
Yes, you can do it that way too. So go download the app, support the fucking show, and be part of become a fucking dude. That's what I'm saying. Become a fucking dude and get the original. Shut your face. Get a haircut. You get all whipped up. Now your head doesn't match your body. Listen. What else do we got, Baba? Where's that reed? Give me that fucking reed. Where is it? I got to read this real quick. I wish I could give this to Tim because I don't want to. Casper's back.
We got Reed Music if you want.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, Reed Music, please. Let's do a little music for this. Let me tell you something about Casper. I have one of these mattresses. And I know that we read this shit. And everybody's like, yeah, it's fucking good. But this is actually good, okay? I don't know if this is going to go with the tone I'm fucking. We need a sleepy time thing, but maybe you should get the ad and then, you know.
Well, with the ensuing,
what do you
want to
do? Well, Casper mattress. It's a sleepy brand that's created on a perfect mattress sold directly to consumers, eliminating commission-driven inflated prices. Its award-winning sleep surface was developed in-house, has a sleek design, and is. Oh, I gotta read my fucking glasses. I hate this old cocksucker. I am, and is delivered in a small. How the hell did they do that size box? It's true. The box shows up. You're like, what? The worst part about getting a mattress is, first of all, taking the other mattress out and putting the other mattress in. If you live in New York City, you're going up a 5-floor walk up with a mattress. You might as well just fucking quit, become homeless, live outside, get a twin, because you're not getting a king or a queen. But not with this, because they suck it up and they make it like that meat little sucker up with the vacuum seal. They vacuum seal it in a little box. It's unbelievable. Casper offers adaptive pillows and soft, breathable sheets. The mattress industry has forced consumers into paying notoriously high markups. Casper has revolutionized the mattress industry by cutting the cost of the dealer with resellers and showrooms and passing that savings up. So you don't have to go to a stupid Macy's and talk to some shadrool in a tie. You know, his third job on weekends to put his fucking daughter through college. He's trying to upsell you on a mat. This is the one they have in the hotel. They got these. This is the hotel. Now, you can go with this, but this pillow, this is all the Hiltons. Shut up.
Rob, at least you have stores like that in the city.
Shut up, Mike. Don't talk during my fucking... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Mike.
At least you have stores like that in the city. Staten Island sucks. So you're sleepies.
It's
an idiot.
Look, I get it. I don't want to take jobs away from people, but you know what? I want convenience. All right? Here's the deal. Mattress, guess what? They can cost... I paid $2,500 for a mattress once. Yeah, whoa, it's right.
It's fucking insane. I mean, what this shit fucking...
Mike, I got money, okay? It's not that insane.
Oh, no, to me it is.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Look, they can cost over $1,500. Mattresses, Casper's, guess what? $500 for a twin. $600 for a twin XL. $750 for a full. $850 for a queen. $950 under $1,000 for a king. That's good, man. You can't beat that. Buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free. Casper offers delivery free. And free return if you don't like it. Sleep on it for 100 nights. I don't know if they want to do that with some of my fans. I don't know if you... I don't know. Cigarette burns. Just, you know, stain. Look like somebody was murdered. That's really just semen. Yeah, listen, here's the deal. I'm telling you, you can 100 nights free. You can return it for nothing. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up, refund your money, everything. Casper understands the importance of truly sleeping on a mattress before you commit to spending all this money on it, all right? Here's the deal. The Casper is obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It combines springy latex and supportive memory foam to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sync and just the right balance. Time Magazine named it one of the best innovations of 2015, an award-winning mattress that won't disappoint. Free shipping returns to U.S. and Canada. Try Casper 100 nights free, you son of a bitches. It's free. Just try it. Even if you don't like it, you send it back. All right? If you don't love it, they'll pick it up for nothing. All right? You get all your money back. Made in America, too. Trump's America. All right, America. He's already doing it.
Good.
He's already doing it. We're making mattresses here again. All right, check it out. Please. What's the URL? What's the fucking URL?
Casper.com.
Yeah, but what's the... How do they use my thing? Down. Oh, you mothers. You know what?
There you go.
Oh, sorry. get $50 off towards any mattress. Can you just see that I'm stupid with some of this stuff?
Don't
and
worry.
Just assume it and then fucking help me with
I was
it
helping
instead
him.
Of making me panic? No. I have anxiety, Lauren. Okay? That's why. Okay. all right, check it. You get $50 off any mattress purchased. I know this is a long. I know. Oh, it's a long read. I didn't know it was this long.
Sorry.
Okay. We got another one. Great. We're reading that. We'll start right. The show. Okay. I got to read this. Take your $50 off the mattress. Go to casper.com/dude and use code word dude. Listen, dude. Okay, terms and conditions apply. You're getting $50 off the mattress. Here's the deal. What does this say? Screenshot. What is this stuff? What is that?
You know not to read that.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Will you go over these fucking ads with me? Miss Scopo! I'm kidding. Everybody, I'm fucking kidding. Please, I don't want... Knock on wood. Knock on Scopo's head. All right, guys, let's start the show. All right? Turn that fucking hillbilly music off. God damn it. God damn it. I'm rock and roll.
We need to reinvent the aesthetic, Bob.
What?
21st century.
Yeah, well, why'd you go back to the 19th century for the music?
You don't like bugles?
No, I don't like bugles. I don't like
can
girls. I don't like fucking chicks with little hats doing this shit with fucking cigarette fucking things in the front, right, Tim?
Flappers.
Why'd you cut your hair, Tim? Why?
It looks good.
No, I will be the judge of that. Okay. Don't tell me what looked good to me.
You don't like it?
I liked your Kennedy hair.
I know. I had to, it was going insane. I liked it.
You
I'm gonna let it grow out. I get 3-4 haircuts a year.
I know. But here's the thing. It looks like Beetlejuice got a hold of you. You know what I'm saying?
I know because I understand because I have the small head now. I look younger now. I look younger. I'm trying to go out for younger roles. I want to play early 50s.
Stop eating roles. Maybe you will.
Oh. That's that time.
Has the show started? What's going on?
That's that brilliant comedy. Here we go.
That's the good stuff.
Come on, anytime you hear the word rolls, don't you think of a nice dinner roll?
I had a great lunch.
All right, let's go through the room. Let's introduce everybody. Deepu, who do we got?
Oh, our first guest is Stavros Halkias.
Stavros Halkias, a.k.a. the Greek, a.k.a. the fucking little kid, a.k.a. Mini-Me.
Hello, everyone. How we doing?
How are you doing?
Good. I miss you, Bob.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
In this America!
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm Woo! Not, yeah, doing, I'm alt right now, so okay. I believe women shouldn't have rights anymore, and Muslims should get out. So, Deepu, I know you're not, but yeah. I used to know you're not, but now that
it's
I'm conservative,
suspect.
It's all one. Yeah, so I don't know if you've been extreme vetted yet or not.
Yeah, he has. I've had
okay.
Him,
okay. You've had him vetted.
He didn't know, but I've had it done over the last 3 years. That's why Scopo left. I couldn't let Scopo leave until we knew that he wasn't a terrorist from ISIS.
Right.
Appreciate
yes.
it.
So, who else we got?
We also got Tim Dillon in the studio.
Hello.
Tim.
Thank you so much.
Oh. Timmy, what's up, buddy?
Good to be here.
Timmy, I was in Boston a day before
yes.
me.
Yeah.
I sent you to...
I should have stayed, because I had no reason to go back to
New York.
Oh, my
God, you should have came... I could have got you to the...
I would love to see the show.
You could have went.
I wanted to see Wanda Sykes and everybody
else.
Buddy.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that after we introduce everybody. Unbelievable. But I sent you to La Familia Giorgio's, which we went to.
Yeah, I had a great time. I enjoyed it.
Now, look, man, I didn't send you to the best Italian restaurant in the North End.
It was good.
But it's a great restaurant for the price. They get great food.
Yeah. I said, Bobby Kelly used to work here. They went, who? I said, Bobby Kelly. He's a comedian. They said, what? So it was a great time.
Well, who'd you say to? The fucking Mexican guy taking your money?
Not
at all. Huh?
Well, just my waitress. I just asked my waitress.
Look, man, I walked in. First of all, there was a line when we went.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I didn't wait in the line. Let's put it that
way. Of course.
Way.
Oh, no.
Let's put it this way. Right. I mean, my wife went up and said, I tell you what, that if that restaurant never exists, my son would never be born. That's where I met my wife.
It's a small, cool little place because I'd never been
over
there.
It's the biggest one.
Yeah.
Really?
They're all tiny little jewel box restaurants.
Yeah, it's the fucking North End.
It's cool, man.
It's the best.
It is cool.
And in Trump's America, it's going to get done.
Bobby had a crazy point that the food, the Italian food in Boston is better than New York, which is completely asinine.
It's you're fucking nuts.
It was nice.
I guarantee you, buddy.
I had the Domino's. Domino's was great.
Did you go to the bakery?
I did. I went to Bovis.
What'd you get?
I got the chocolate bomb and lobster tail.
How was it?
It was great. I had to eat it on a Megabus.
Of course you did.
Because I was stuffed from the Giorgio, and I was eating La Familia Giorgio on a Megabus. With the chocolate bomb.
Do you know how many people hated you on the Megabus?
A lot of those Coke mules were not happy with my, they were not happy.
Why do they have why do they do shipping drugs from one state to the other?
I don't know.
Like, you know.
But Bobby goes like this. I was on the phone on the Megabus. He goes, put me on speaker for 1 second. I said, you're going to get me stabbed. I didn't know what he was going to say, but whatever he was going to say in that packed Megabus would have been the end of me.
He didn't do it, right?
Of course not. Yeah. He's like, it's a trust exercise. I'm like, goodbye. Goodbye.
All right, who else we got there, buddy?
We also have Mike Boschetti in the studio.
Hey, Bob, thank you, bud.
Mike, what the fuck? Why, all right, whatever. We'll deal with it when we get to you. Mike, what the fuck? Mike Boschetti, how you doing, buddy?
Good, thank you for having me.
You're my hero, Mike. I'm a big fan.
Wow. Oh, thanks.
I watch you every day on Artie Lang's show on for 2 years.
Stop right now. He's really your hero?
He's my hero.
He's your fucking hero.
I mean, you're my hero, too.
Like, if you could... Don't put me in that shit. Listen, I want out of Heroville. All right? Listen. He's not your hero.
One of my favorite clips on YouTube is him doing the weather.
Look, he's fucking great. I love Mike.
Thank you.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
My hero is the Dice Man.
That's not a bad hero.
He doesn't mean Andrew Dice Clay. He means a guy who throws dice a few blocks away who's got a game.
Well, Sam Kennison, Bob, runs neck and neck with those two.
Well, one of them's dead, so I'd take the one that's still living. How's that? Because you don't know how fucking Sam was going to turn out.
No, you're right.
He could have went back to preaching. And then you'd be like, I don't like him anymore. Who else we got on the show?
And lastly, we have Rye Doon in the studio. Yay!
Rye, beautiful Rye Doon. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, man?
They're gleaming. I can see them now.
Yeah.
You've got great eyelashes, too.
All right, listen.
I do.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Come on. Stop queening out on my show. Yeah. The fuck? You get a fucking bad breakup. All of a sudden, you're trying to fuck Vine stars.
Yeah, so, maybe.
former Vine stars. Vine is dead. This will be my last time on this podcast, am I right?
No, why would that be? You'd probably be on more now, because now you're forced to get funny. These fucking queer little videos. Yeah.
Hey, Bobby.
What?
How come I haven't been on the show in 2 years? Is it because of Scopo?
You never asked to be on the show.
I texted Scopo every time I was in New York.
Well, there you go. Well, you know what you do? Just get a room somewhere in Brooklyn, and then you can get on the show with Scopo.
Okay.
Whoa!
I don't know what that means.
The new booker is not a comedian.
Yeah.
No, I really don't know. I remember there was one time, but it was already booked, but that's the only time. You can come on anytime. I told you that. You're one of my favorites. I liked you before you liked me.
Not true.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, I contacted you.
Not true.
I looked at you in a way. You're one of my... Dude, you're my hero.
Actually, I know exactly...
This is the worst Avengers ever. You guys?
I know exactly what happened.
1 second, Ryan.
Oh, sure.
Hey, I'll try that. But don't wrap it around your head. Don't scare people.
It's the bomb, Deanna.
What's up?
So what happened was I was making Vines.
Yes.
Remember Vines? And anyways, one day I noticed Robert Kelly followed me on Vine.
And yes.
I had a little fanboy experience when I was walking dogs, picking up shit. I felt good about myself for a moment, and I tweeted you. It was pathetic. I was like, Robert, I've been having a bad week, and I noticed you followed me. Thank you. Yeah. Then you're like, dude, come on the podcast sometime. That's my impression of you.
Pretty good.
The acid reflux.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, until the acid reflux wasn't that great, but
Well, I think he knew he had that in the can.
Right.
So
right,
he didn't have to really.
Did you
work.
Have a Vine?
He didn't have to work on the front.
Yeah. Is that what you would do? You had a Vine. You were trying to tap the millennial markets. You were just following people.
Oh, we should watch Bobby's Vines.
Yeah, I had. I tell you what, my.
Do you have Snapchat?
First of all, Timmy.
Yeah.
Back off.
Yeah, I say it.
There's more important things to it. contact and Bob fucking I've helped you and Fatso.
Oh, he's on the offensive. That means they're bad. That means they're bad.
No, no, they're
bad. Here's the deal. I was curious about your vines. That's all.
Fuck you, you passive aggressive fucking twink. Listen to me.
Twink.
I know, you're not a twink. I get it. That was the funny part. Listen to me. Any new technology, any new anything, I'm always on it. Mm-hmm. I check it out because I need to. I'm a geek. I'm a fucking nerd. When Vine came out, I loved it because it. Everybody, look it. You can go back in history. Twitter, I was the first one on it. I remember going into Opie and Anthony.
Like, I have no way to verify. If I this
tell
is
you, listen.
He invented Twitter.
Yeah. Listen, okay, that's true too, in a way. We'll get into that because I'll start monologuing.
That's hilarious.
And people will get mad. Listen, here's the deal. When you go back onto Opie and Anthony, go back to ONA, and I go in. I go, Twitter, you got to do it, and they're like, dude, this is why would you fucking? Who gives a? This is stupid. Who would want to fucking? It's 140. Literally, tell me to go fuck myself, and then. 2 months later, these fucking jack-off are in a Twitter war who can get the more Twitter followers. And now it's a fucking whole industry, for God's
sakes. Right.
So I'm always into that. When Vine came out, I'm not a Viner. I did some funny Vines here and there. I'm more like a blogger video guy. I don't really do that shit. But I thought it was fascinating
that
these fucking people had 6-second videos and
built careers.
But not that. They found a way to be creative with it.
Yeah.
And make me laugh with 6 seconds. So it's like just this, I mean, that's crazy.
Right.
That these fucking people tapped into their creativity that are fucking literally would have been nobodies.
Right.
Would have been struggling actors or fucking dog walk, whatever the fuck.
For
a stand-up comic, but all of a sudden there's 6 million people dying every day to see. Now, granted, you have to do comedy shows at 12 in the afternoon. They've never say, you have to use the word poo-poo and caca. But,
average fan is 11, but still, it is still a. talking to your fans is literally a crime.
You're not signing tits, you're signing lunchboxes.
Who cares?
Snapchat is scary because sometimes I get nudes, and I'm assuming some of those nudes are underage. So in that moment, I'm holding child porn in my hands. Should I have not said that?
But, you mark that fucking place? I don't have time to go to court for you. Well, he said, I don't.
But Bobby, what's next? What's the next thing? Because Vine's being shut down.
Well, Twitter's next is being shut down. It's gone. Twitter's dead, man.
Twitter's dying,
man. Twitter's dying. Facebook is
it's the most toxic one. Even though Facebook is the most toxic.
You're out of your mind.
Go away from it for a week.
Lower your voice.
Go away. Take a week without fucking finding out what your aunt has to say about ISIS, and you will feel so much happier.
I'll tell you why it's not the most toxic.
Okay.
Toxic because the Twitter is so anonymous.
Yeah, Twitter's bad.
Now, here's why Facebook's okay. You can say what you want, but I'm going to go look at your family. I can go look at your life. I can go fucking CSI what a piece of garbage you are.
It's true. What a great way to spend the day.
But listen. Apparently, you haven't done it because it does feel fucking amazing. Okay? I'm serious. You have to be accountable. Job-wise, everything is on the line with Facebook.
True.
Twitter, you're an egg or a fucking, you know, slimy 277. Your mother's a cunt and fuck black people. And nobody knows where you are. Nobody knows where you exist.
I agree
with you. And Facebook is saying, fuck you. Have it. Say it. But be accountable for
it. I agree. Listen, I've done a lot. Mike.
Right, Mike?
Yeah.
I hate Twitter people because they're fucking, how many battles I have with assholes on there. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love fighting with them after a while, too, though. I mean, they're.
Do you hate it or you love it?
Yeah.
Mike?
Well,
listen.
I actually love fighting with assholes on there to get stupid with us.
Right. Which eye do I look at?
Oh.
I'm kidding.
That's okay. I had Bell's palsy, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Michael, listen. I'm not even.
No, I'm serious.
I know. I woke up one day.
Did you?
You know who else had that? You know Jen Romero?
Yes.
The comic?
Yeah.
Okay. She had it. So here's the deal. She told me she had it, which she's a beautiful girl.
Right.
She woke up one day with Bell's palsy. The fucking right side of her face just shut down.
Oh, man.
I went to sleep one night.
That can go away, though.
It does go away.
Yeah.
But
Greta Van Susteren.
Greta had it?
Could you imagine waking up? Okay, listen, Tim.
Yeah.
You have a great night, Saturday night. You're at the stand. Yeah. Everybody's kissing your fucking cunt. You're the new guy that everybody loves, which will fade away at some point. Struggling. You'll be struggling like Stavros at some point. And Raghu now.
Stavros, do better than me.
He's not doing it.
Stavros is on to tours.
I'm on one tour.
He's on a tour. an older comedian takes him on a tour.
Yeah, because he's a nice kid.
I'm a nice kid.
You're aggressively
Stop
rough.
Talking about the Illuminati.
I am a little aggressive.
Listen, here's the deal.
I'm not a feature.
Imagine, listen, what are you? You're a headliner.
I'm not a feature. I'm not a headliner yet, but I'm not a feature.
Here's the deal. Listen, imagine waking his vine habits are still in there.
Let's give Raidu 6 seconds. Everyone quiet. Go.
1, 2, 3, go.
I'm not a feature. I'm the headliner.
That's pretty good.
He's good. Right? Yeah. He does a great fucking
He's going to have to do that
Jay-Z
on the corner
though,
now. Yeah, yeah. No, he's going to have to do that in, like Whole Foods. But yeah.
No, I'm all right. It'll be okay.
We're going to get to this. Listen, okay. I know you're dying to fucking tell us how you're fearing for your life. What's next, Bob? Tell me, please. It's an 8-second video, right?
Oh, great.
Dude, you wake up one day, you wake up, your whole right side of your face
crazy.
Is
crazy.
What would you do?
I'd probably go to the doctor.
No shit. After he tells you. My story is after you go to bed. I cut that part out. All right? It's a 22-page, half-hour pilot.
Can you still talk?
I cut that part out.
Can you still talk?
Yeah, you can talk,
you
but
sound
it's,
dumb.
Like, it's like this.
It's no good. So you got to, how long does it stay like that?
2 months.
It looks like you had a stroke. Your whole face is like.
Yeah. I went to
So I write. That's what I do. I write the great American novel.
I hope Deepu gets Bell palsy.
Yeah, but I'm on fire. I had to go for electoral things.
God, will you hang on 1 second? Stay. You better do this. Don't get lazy. Okay.
What are you talking about?
I'm just giving you a little.
it's
called Bob Kelly's Random Pep Talks.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
motivates using
Bobby,
fear.
You did nothing wrong. I'm just saying, keep your shit together.
Gotcha.
That way, now you're on point.
Gotcha.
Here's the deal. I woke up one day. I fell asleep one night. I fell asleep. I must on the wrong side, or I did something with my hand. I woke up. The right side of my face was fucking frozen. I'm like, oh my God, I got Bell palsy. I was flipping the fuck out. I literally, the right side of my face was, I couldn't feel it. It was dead. It was fucking dead. I panicked. I ran to the bathroom. It was just my face was asleep. I fell asleep like with my, I guess I didn't know your face could fall asleep.
It's scary shit, man. It sucked. I had it in 99.
How'd you get
Which
rid of it?
Which side was it?
I had it for
Are
a couple
you kidding
months.
Me?
Just right. I had to tape it up at night and put eye drops in. It's horrible. Like
the one with the baby eye.
Yeah. What,
does this just happen out of nowhere? Is there a way to prevent it?
I don't know how
Seriously, don't eat clams.
Is that true?
No.
I love clams. I love clams.
I knew you were because I heard you talking about clams. What's up, Mike?
No, it's just, I don't know how it happens. It could be stress. It could be anything. A draft. I don't know what the hell it is.
A draft? Just a window open?
Yeah. I don't know, but the thing is.
A giraffe. It could also be a giraffe.
The eye was like a pirate. I had like sunglasses. I couldn't go. It was horrible.
Wait a minute. There's a Bell's palsy draft?
The first round pick in the Bell's palsy
draft. Like you get it from a draft in a house. I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about, Michael?
My doctor said it was from a draft in a house.
Was this a doctor or just a butcher? Are you sure? A guy in a white coat?
My doctor's like this Italian guy that's obsessed with Pat Cooper.
Hang on 1 second. Stop holding the microphone, all right? It's on a stand.
Sorry.
He's acting like he's doing a fucking set. Listen, is that a fucking...
It's been a while, Bob.
Listen.
I'm off this weekend. I need to practice.
Listen to me. I know. You're done. He's supposed to be on this weekend, but the guy doesn't want him back.
What happened?
I'm doing a gig up in Saratoga Springs. Are you fucking falling asleep?
No. I blinked my eyes.
He's got Bell's palsy.
I had something in my eye, and I went like this to get it out.
The guy's where he's going to be.
This is a blink. Ready? That's a blink. You went.
No, I'm like, listen.
That's either.
I have Bell's palsy. No, I have something in my eye, and I went like this to try to get it out.
I got you on fucking camera, kid. It's not me.
And
this is a blink. Bobby, I love you. Listen, blink. Fucking Tim Dillon, I'm dying.
I was trying to get something out of my eye. I have something in my eye. All right, I went like this to try to get out of my eye.
That's not a blink.
Okay, I apologize. I'm trying to get like a floater out of my eye.
All right, that's not a blink.
I had a rough day. I had a sprinkle crushed in my headphone jack in my iPhone that they had to take out in the Apple store, and it was pink dust, and it was so embarrassing. And they go, "What is that?" And I go, "It's a sprinkle." And they just looked at me, and I had to walk out.
That's,
so please give me
beautiful.
A break.
That's the fattest, most listen whimsical problem you could possibly have.
Listen to me. Yeah.
A gingerbread house got stuck in my shoe.
Listen, I can't charge my iPhone. Yeah, there's an M&M stuck in it. So, anyways, I want to get to a couple of things real quick. First of all, I want to talk about this Vine thing because it is a weird... These people got so successful so fast. And they were, I mean, money was rolling in, correct?
I didn't make a ton. I'll still be able to make some, but they're like the top Viners who are all like swaggy and...
What does that mean?
Like a...
Black? I think that just means like, black person.
No, they're all like really cool looking and stuff.
There's like 10 of them who are like multi-million, like Cameron Dallas.
King Karan,
Nash
right?
Greer.
What's that guy's name?
Hang on.
There's like the teen heartthrobs.
King Bach.
What? I can't hear.
Can I fucking talk?
Yes, oh, shit.
I'm the fucking Vine star here, bro.
Right, it's true.
Were, but go ahead. Past tense, but yeah, go ahead.
Right. I'm staying
this shot in the cuntiest thing you've ever done. Were, but go ahead.
No, it's true, man. I still can kind of get laid from it, though. So that's
nice.
Oh, you'd get laid. You'd
that
get
was
laid
unlikable
anyways.
Of me. Oh, thank you, man. Wait, where were we? Oh, yeah. So there's like the teen heartthrobs who like got followers just because they're like sexy teenage boys.
Uh-huh.
And then there's like the funny dudes like Logan Paul. He's a funny dude.
Yeah.
He worked hard. He's got big muscles and shit. So the thing is, I didn't like try to like network and become friends with the top dudes because I just didn't want to. I just wanted to like make natural friends and shit like that. And I was doing stand-up every night.
Hang on 1 second. What the fuck are you doing?
You don't want to network. It's the pure art form of Vine. You don't want to
I'm a purist.
Yeah, you don't want to dilute your 7 second Vines where you say something racist to a black person on the street.
Yeah. Why network the...
What? Stop holding on to the microphone.
I'm sorry.
It fucking works, all right? Stop being a comic from Baltimore, if you know what I mean.
I apologize.
Okay? The mics work. Scott, does your headphones work better?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I can't really hear myself. Is my mic turned up?
Yeah, your mic's up. Yeah. Where are you? Yeah, here you go. How's that? Is that better?
Check. 1, 2.
How's that
check,
better?
Check. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Is that better?
That's good.
Okay, listen to me.
Voice.
Listen to me. Go ahead.
Yo, check. Yo, it's your boy. I'm kind of losing my Jay-Z impression. That's better.
Listen, here's the deal. So this thing is, I mean, imagine having, how many fans did you have?
Well, I mean, I still have some.
Well, how much did you have?
I finished off with 3.8 million followers.
Whoa.
Ooh, right?
Dude, that's movie star shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's movie star shit. And I could say, hey, Rydune, and nobody in my family would know who the fuck you are.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying that to insult you. I'm saying it to be... What?
You know who's got more followers than that? Our president. Yeah, is this really the national event we should be talking about?
No,
first
not,
after,
it's like, we're just the fall of Vine.
Trump just got elected. It's like, let's spend 40 minutes
we'll
on Vine.
Yeah.
We're going to get to you.
Okay.
All right? Shut your face. Hey, go on Cumtown and talk about your shit.
Oh,
all right?
I did. It's a great episode. Everyone check it out. We did a recap of the election. Cumtown, everybody.
Hey, you didn't shut my mic off.
Here's the deal.
I didn't do anything.
Do it again. You don't get the fucking invite to the studio.
I think
okay?
It's Scott. I've never promoted my podcast on Gas Digital.
Shut up, Mike.
Going to hell.
Mike's about to promote something.
The thing about you, though, is 3 million fucking. You did something right, man. Am I right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That, you know, I'm staying on this side of the table.
I don't have to. I'm good.
No,
hey,
no.
My mic on? I didn't turn my mic off. Did you?
No, you're good.
All right, I just can't hear myself again. Check.
There you go.
All right, cool.
Listen, here's the deal. My point is this, is that you had 6 million people, but what these social media things invent are famous people who aren't famous. You're famous.
Yeah. Well, it's niche.
You're making fucking, you have the ability to make thousands of dollars, if not millions, and you're famous. You could sell out shows. I mean, dude, you can't sell out a fucking show.
Sure.
You can't fucking go on the road and make a living just by you.
Bobby, I sold out a bus.
I saw that a bus three times.
But my point is this kid was in Boston, open mic, all of a sudden is selling out these fucking shows with other Viners and making thousands of dollars, living in L.A., touching, bumping dicks with the high and heavy corporate L.A. Hollywood people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you had you had 6-second videos.
Yep.
That's pretty, technology is that fucking nuts. But with that, my point is, and you should have hit the fucking monologue music, it takes it away just as fast. I mean, Vine is just gone.
Right.
I mean, it'll be gone.
It'll be gone in a few months. There'll still be the Vine website where I can still show like the industry, like, look, millions of people like me, but I just won't be able to post there. But
have you gone to like another, have you moved them to YouTube? Because I know a lot of dudes will move them to YouTube or move them to...
Kind of. See what happens. So the way I was making money for the past 2 years, even, it was never just Vine. It was always like one Vine, 5 snaps, 2 Instagrams, 5 tweets, yada, yada, yada for this amount of money. So now just Vine won't be a part of it. I will hopefully keep making money because that's important to me, like paying bills and shit.
Are you going to stay in L.A.?
I would love to be here. I get more love in New York at the comedy scene here than I do in L.A. or Boston even. And I've never even lived here.
So you want to move back here and do stand-up. Is that your thing? Are you gonna keep doing Vines? Because let me tell you something.
Vine.
Huh? Oh, whatever the fuck. Yeah, what, yeah. With your videos. Because your videos and comedy, the stand-up comedy world, you're shaking your head. What are you shaking your head for?
No, I'm just saying, I think if he's got that kind of following, fuck coming here and doing stand-up.
Right.
Parlay that following into, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, don't fucking go backwards and fucking be with me and Stavros in a fucking bar show.
You're right. Get CAA to fucking sell you out in theaters.
What'd you say, Mike? I didn't hear it.
Get CAA to sell you out in theaters.
I still
right.
Yeah. I get this. Sorry. I still didn't get it.
Bobby, I can tell you what he said.
What'd he say?
Get CAA to sell you out in theaters.
That's right.
Oh, it's true.
Does he mean CAA or Shay?
No,
somebody named Shay he met. He's like, get Shay. I know Shay.
I don't like Shay.
Call him in and just fucking... Yeah, yeah. The life out of those douchebags.
Do you understand if I had how many followers? 3 million? 6 million?
Like 4 million.
4 million followers on anything. I would, you know how many fucking, you know what I could do with that?
Yeah.
Be crazy. I got under 100,000 on Twitter.
It's just weird because you've been on it for 25 years. That's strange. You would think if you even just got 100 a year, you would.
But take away 30% of those. 30% of those are garbage.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'll take away more than that.
Yeah.
More of it is garbage. Then take another fucking 20,000, and they don't even fucking read them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what is it? 20? Maybe I have 20,000 people that are fucking.
Can I ask him a question about Vine? Because
you have a mic in front of you. You're a man, and this is a Trump America.
Thank you.
You ask away.
I appreciate it. Are those top dudes like those?
How dare you!
All right. I read an article about those dudes. They all lived in like a complex on Vine Street, as crazy as it is. Yeah. And these guys were making like a 100,000 a day or a week or something crazy. You know,
something like that.
What now? Those guys have really are you, as a Viner who's doing really good. Do you like know these dudes or you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know all of them. I'm like friends with all of them.
Yeah.
I don't hang out with all those dudes.
Right.
Like when I see them, it's like, what's up, guy?
Right.
But I don't really hang out with them. We have different styles of comedy. They're like more for.
Well, they're not stand
kids.
Like Cameron Dallas is not going to be a stand up.
No. He never really did comedy. He just showed.
Right, but he's just like he's a really good looking dude who's got like he's got like crazy followers, and they put out a movie on Netflix which was horrific.
Yeah,
this movie called Expelled. It's like the worst thing in the world.
That made a shitload of money.
They made a shitload of money because all these girls going by, and I watched a little bit of it, and I'm like, this is bad.
Kids.
The kid's like one of the best looking, and that's all they had to do. He just takes his shirt off. He jumps on a bed. And he's got 10 million followers.
You know who I think is really talented? And I
appreciate it. I think that. I agree.
I do think you're talented. You know that. I think Rudy.
Mancuso.
Mancuso?
Yep.
He knows the Vine.
Listen, buddy.
It's crazy.
I'm telling you, buddy. I know it all.
I love it.
Rudy Mancuso?
Yeah, Mancuso.
That kid, Mabuto? What's his name?
Menudo.
Mike, what is his name?
I don't know. I don't go on Vine. I really don't know.
You got to start going on Vine. It's the new thing, Mike.
It just went down the toilet.
He's very talented kid, man.
Yep.
And his Vines are very, and even his videos now, very, very funny. But he's also a great musician, sings and stuff like that. He'll wind up doing so. But will he? Maybe he won't.
Right.
I mean, are you nervous, dude? I'm asking you honestly. Are you fucking nervous now that Vine's gone, and that you have to? Are you like, what the? I'm gonna have to go do stand up like the rest of everybody? Is it, are you aware that it's gonna, your fan base is gonna get older and forget about you and move on? What are you?
Well, now he is.
No, I'm serious. I want to know where your head's at.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. See, I had my freak out about Vine like 5 months ago when engagement was so down. I like freaked out. I was like, oh my God, I'm fucking done. I even had moments like, should I quit? Should I quit comedy and just like go back to Boston and be a nurse? I was about to be a nurse, a male nurse.
Really? Now Tim's back in.
Like, this is fascinating. take us through the process.
I've actually envisioned you a nurse already. So.
Oh, no.
Thank you for being attracted to me.
Sure, no problem.
No, that's not him.
Yeah.
Stubbers is also. Stubbers is like, why not?
Yes, no. He'd only suck your dick if you have gigs.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, put me on that CAA tour with Mike.
I run a show in L.A. If any of you guys want to come to L.A., I'll put you up. But anyways, stand-up comedy was always my long-term plan, even before Vine came out.
Yeah, I know.
And now... like, I'm still going to do videos on Instagram and shit.
Yeah.
YouTube just hit me up saying they want to help me out with my channel. But there's, like, the tough thing is, like, balancing. Because I'm doing, like, open mics every night in L.A. and shows.
Right.
That's at night. During the day, I'm trying to fucking do videos, which I'm fucking burnt out with. I kind of hate social media at right now. I love it, and I hate
you're a
it.
Sensitive guy, bro. You are. No, I'm serious. Because even when you come on the show, I've noticed you're a sensitive guy. Vine was a great place for you because that fan base is a very gentle, nice, supporting fan base. But when you jump into this realm, especially with these fucking savages, not you, Mike. Not you, Mike. Look at me. Are you looking?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Hold on. Nice.
Okay. I mean, you are a sensitive guy. So now when you... I mean, you're going to go into this comedy world, especially coming to New York. I mean, it's no fucking joke here. Are you ready? Are you ready for that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm funny. I'm good on stage. I get up at the stand, the standing room. I'll be at the Creek later, which I heard is a nightmare show in weekdays.
Yeah, fuck it.
But whatever.
Great.
No, no. I am a sensitive dude, but I use that for my art. I hate when people say my art. But anyways, I am a sensitive dude, but, you know, it works out.
Because your comedies, you never did anything blue. You've never done anything really fucked up on your videos, really.
Yeah, I mean, at first
I was... characters.
I love doing characters.
Right.
Here's the thing. When Vine first came out, I was doing some weird stuff.
Yeah.
I was swearing and stuff. Then I started making money. Then I was like, oh, shit. All right. Then I quit my job. Then I was like, if I want to keep making money, I got to go clean.
Yeah. I really... That's why I wish the industry would call on Luis Gomez. Just to see that coward fucking real-ass dude just clean it up. Just as fast as fucking Ry Doon did. Just clean up. Start wearing whites. You know what I mean?
The industry call on him. Like, call on him to do what? Like, what? Like, to host the Oscars? Yeah. Luis, could you clean it up? We have, like... What do you think? You know,
maybe a TV show. You can go a TV show.
I think if he does a TV show, he's a smart guy and he'll write. How he needs to.
What?
Wait, Lewis is smart.
Lewis is smart. Write? Lewis is a hustler. Lewis is not. Lewis is a smart guy. Come on.
You said smart and then you went hustler and now you're gonna go. He's a great
good guy.
He's a smart.
No, he's a smart dude. 100%. I mean, he's a smart guy.
Are you telling us or you?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I think he's telling you.
It was a good idea to be on the
guest. I'm a smart person. When I speak to him, he can hold a conversation. He knows things. I mean, what are you?
I like Lewis.
Yeah.
Lewis is nice to me, and I appreciate
it.
Look,
Lewis, of course, I love Lewis. Lewis is a smart guy. I'm just fucking with you. Relax.
Listen.
I'm sorry. I know your fucking mogul probably gave you a pep talk.
Hey, don't ever badmouth the brand.
Don't ever Hey, we're branding it. You got to go on there. Podcast Digital, whenever you can. You say your podcast, but you make sure you get Podcast Digital at the end. And stop talking about... talking about Ralph on the couch.
Is that my cat? I have a cat named Ralph. Should I take that?
Yeah, I guess.
That wasn't even a joke, though. I have a cat named Ralph.
Whatever. Well, you know, you threw it out.
I have a cat named Ralph, too. He's the CEO of my podcast network.
Yeah, he's always on the couch licking his own balls. Well, dude, I wish you a lot of luck with what's about to happen. It's a scary thing. It's like it's almost the equivalent of having like a show and having the show get canceled. And then, you know, now you got to figure out what the fuck you got to do.
Well, social media is such a weird fucking thing because there are some people that can really monitor
monetize it and make a good living doing it. And then there, and those people, you know, figure out a way to, like, you know, somehow not, like he said, not rely on that one network. Yeah. You know, he's doing Instagram, he's doing Divine, he's doing Twitter and YouTube.
But he also said he's fucking burnt out from these videos.
Well, because here's the thing. Social media is like a black box. Like, I get a lot of, like, attention with Facebook statuses from other comics, and you get, like, 1,000 likes and 100 shares. But you know what? It's a black box. It doesn't, you know, because there's no, after a while, it does fuck you up. When you wake up and the first thing you do is go to your phone, right, and you don't notice it's a beautiful day and you have a nice cup of coffee, like, if the first thing you do is check mentions and likes, I mean, it fucks you up.
What do you mean?
You put the monologue music on. I will keep talking. You think I know the tricks?
I got a fucking show.
I know the tricks.
How to fucking produce.
I know the tricks.
Are you here? Are you even listening?
If you like that monologue.
This cocksucker was going on and on.
I was making great points. Yeah,
I was about to throw
great
my
points.
Yeah, if you wake up and don't notice the beautiful, it was raining today, you cunt.
It's true, though. It's bad. Social media is bad. It's toxic.
It is. I have OCD, so it's worse for me.
Yeah. That's what you have?
Yeah.
I think you got misdiagnosed. Yeah. Mike, hey, I love you, Bubba.
Thank you, Bubba.
I thought it was
just
like...
looking at the... It's horrible getting up, and the first thing you do is run for the phone and the goddamn... No, I'm serious.
That's what I do,
That's
man.
Like the old media. Yeah. You wake up, you go to the copy machine, you run to the phone, you go to the telegraph, you go to the mailbox, you don't know what's going on.
I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't mind going back to those days for a little bit. All this shit we got now is fucking horrible.
I wouldn't. I love today. I love having a I love it all. I love every fucking second of it. Bring it more. I want more. I want no wires. I want it all.
Well, live in a life where if you stop posting, you'll be forgotten forever.
Well, tell me if you love it, Bobby.
Hey, here's the thing, though. It's going to force you. Here's what's going to happen. And this is why I love this business. It filters out shit.
Yeah.
So now it's your turn to fucking step up or get the fuck out.
Right.
It feel like comedy does the same thing. I don't care how fast you rise, how much money you make. If you're garbage, you will be shit the fuck out the other end. You won't be here 20 fucking years from now. You'll be fucking somewhere at a fucking a ranch up in fucking Syracuse, New York, fucking raising your kids.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
And you know what?
How nice is it? How many bathrooms?
Yeah. You'll be
one
in a ranch in Syracuse.
And a half?
Wow, me and Stavros are like, what? Sounds amazing.
Will your room have walls? That sounds pretty tight.
I can't believe mid fucking rant he went in there.
Yeah.
Listen.
It's hard to tell when something's a monologue or just you rambling for
just
like a half a minute.
Just make a decision.
Commit.
All right. Well, listen,
all right, here's a decision. Let's.
It is a good thing.
Think so?
It is, of course it is, because this is the one thing you'd be sure of. Everything comes to an end.
Right.
And you knew it wasn't lasting forever. This comedy shit isn't lasting forever. Mm. Okay? All this fucking 9 clubs and sold out, it's all going away. It cycles. Yeah. Right. Yeah, man. I mean, look, rock and roll and fucking... Dude, I used fucking Bon Jovi was the biggest band in the fucking world. In the world.
And now they're just millionaires.
Yeah, but they listen, man. Bon Jovi's fucking doing commercials.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Still
but are you about to ask me to leave the podcast? It was like, yeah. You're like, you know what, Ryan? You did well, but goodbye.
Well, the point is, listen, you're not holding. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm just. I think that this will be good for you. That's all. You'll find out. You're going to be forced to either push stand up further,
right,
move to New York. Whatever the fuck's going to happen, write a script. A lot of people are just going to fade away, get a fucking job, and get meet a chick or a guy and move the fuck on.
I'm pitching TV shows. Oh, I came fucking close. Came so close recently.
Yeah.
As everyone comes so close and just goes away. I feel like nothing ever happens.
What was the show?
Stavros is like, what?
Is there a fat guy involved? Is there like a fat guy with glasses?
It could be.
Who's like zany?
He's always looking out for himself, Bob.
Yeah, could be.
No, I was talking about Bobby.
You're trying to get Bobby.
I was talking about Bobby. I wasn't talking about me. You're
telling
me?
Yeah.
You're
telling me? Listen, I think it's good for you. So
appreciate
congratulations.
That.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
On that part of your career fucking ending.
A lot of people in the chat are wondering, they saw you on Brian Redman's Periscope recently on the election night. What happened there?
Wait, what do you mean?
They're wondering, you were complaining about, because we can change topics here, we can go to Trump talk.
Yeah, we are going to Trump talk, nice segue, Jeppu.
I think I was saying, like, I'm embarrassed to be a white person or something like that.
Why?
I was drunk. I was just,
I kind of was regretting saying that at the time. Redman and I were.
This is a white drunk. Power show, Ryan. Yeah. So perhaps you can. have you not listened to the Stormfront podcast?
Bob. So what do they want to know? What I was talking about?
They're asking why you're whining about Trump. It sounded like.
Oh, because I was fucking disappointed that we. It's an election. Like an outright
people are
racist.
Emotional.
Yeah. And like I was just at the comedy store. People were crying at the comedy store.
Oh my God.
That's, you know, it's a little
insane, man. It's like stopping this fucking shit already.
What?
Stopping this crying negative fucking book. Don't you're not gonna get a trophy, fucking idiots.
Like, how do you, what do you mean? Tell me. I wanna hear you, Mike.
It's like
what do you feel about this?
I fucking am so pissed off. It's fucking annoying the shit out of me because you know why? No. Nobody didn't. We didn't get timeouts when you were a kid. We got a fucking beating if you were a dick. To
right,
beat.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean, right? No, yeah. Every time, no, fuck you. Yeah. Timeout my ass.
Right.
Kind of
got a no, fucking that's a good point.
Nice beating.
No, it's like if you...
Here's what happened. You have kids right now. The only they came up under Obama the last 8 years. They don't know how to debate. They don't know how to argue.
Yeah.
If there's somebody feels a different way than they do, they go, it's hate speech. It's racism.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't have to, like, get in the ring and fight. You know, when Hillary Clinton goes, when you go low, we go high. When has that ever fucking worked?
And that's never worked.
Stavros will agree with me. That has never fucking worked. When they go low, you go lower.
How about this? They didn't even do that, though. They went low.
Right. No, I agree. I agree they went low. I agree they went low.
They didn't run a campaign. In what sense did they go low? They didn't run a good campaign.
As soon as they lost, they started fucking rioting. They started spitting in people's faces.
Yeah.
They started lighting shit on fire. That's as low as you can go.
That's protest is not low.
That's low.
It's not low.
Well, there's a difference between protesting.
There's a difference between protesting and spitting in somebody's face.
And destroying property.
And destroying property and fucking stopping people from getting
And what are they protesting? Democracy hasn't done anything yet.
What happened?
I agree with that.
No. What is it? No, what is it? No, you agree with Tim when he talks. You don't agree with me.
I agree.
That's the problem. When he fucking backs me up, all of a sudden you agree.
No, no, no.
That's a fact.
I agree.
They're fucking punching down. That's
it. Punching down?
All these fucks that are out there crying about it.
What does punching down mean?
What does punching down mean? I just said it. I'm not repeating myself.
Bobby, hit him.
Punch
him,
Bobby. Show him what it means. Punching down would be you hitting me. Yeah, that would count.
Listen, there's people that have legitimate fears about Trump, 100%. There's people that have a right to be angry.
Yes.
They have a right to be afraid. But here's the deal. Here's the reality of the situation. Organize, participate in the political process, take over the Democratic Party,
absolutely.
Kick out the fucking plutocrat fucking people that don't listen to anybody. You should have ran Bernie Sanders. You did
it. And they fucked him. They fucked him.
They fucked him. They threw
Hillary
him out.
Hillary fucked him.
Hillary fucked him.
Hillary fucked him.
Yeah.
Not fucking Trump. His own party fucked him.
100%.
Right. I would have voted. No, you didn't say that before.
Well, I had We've to had that support argument. Hillary. I
no, mean, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You don't.
Because it was her or Trump.
You don't.
So I had to do it,
You
dude.
Do not.
Absolutely.
If you didn't... if all you fucks...
What was I going to do? Bernie wasn't running.
You should have fucking protested when they fucked Bernie.
Can you talk about what kind of nurse he's going to be? I'm just curious.
Striper.
I don't know. Is it in a third world hospital where no one has clothes? My point is...
Just a stethoscope.
It's going to be very light.
It's
clothes.
A weird election, but here's the, this is what I mean about fucking social media. It's like, I when I found out the results, I was on public access TV next to a guy who was dressed like a banana who was crying. I said to the banana, things are going to be okay, and then two girls turn around to me and go, you white man, you shut your mouth. You don't know it's going to be okay. So then I said, all right, you're all going to die. And then they got mad at that too.
Listen,
there's nothing to say.
You can't. Okay, here's the deal too. It's almost ridiculous as an adult to fucking flip out about this because we knew it could go one way or the other. And if it went Trump's way and they started rioting and doing all the shit that they're doing, I'd be just as fucking pissed at that.
I think a lot of people legitimately didn't believe that it could go this way because they live
of
in New York and LA
well,
and
no,
Portland.
It wasn't just that. All the polls had it this way too.
I mean, the media, but again, the media went
Trump
out there.
Didn't think he was going to win.
No one thought he was going to win. The media was getting it wrong. You know, people were not admitting who they were voting for. The media was oversampling Democrats. Well, the media was oversampling.
Why were they not admitting
Because the media is telling you you're a racist, homophobe, that you hate immigrants because your job moved overseas 20 years ago, and the Democratic Party's told you to go fuck yourself.
But let me ask you a question. Do you think it's right to just fucking, just say to somebody that because you vote for this guy, you're automatically a misogynist.
No, it's why they lost. It's
rapist.
Why they lost. It's why they lost. If they double they down, they'll get him reelected.
They lost because...
Dal, am I right or wrong? It's like, they were supposed, they were like, oh, peace, loving all this shit. Now that fucking maniac's all on the street. You know what I mean?
Exactly, Mike. What are you going to say?
I
want to
see Stavros in a protest. I want to see Stavros throw some M80s.
No, he didn't even vote.
Of course,
Stavros are like
of course,
would
I voted.
You vote for? Like,
I voted for Hillary.
They turn into
where'd you vote?
Sorry,
I voted in Queens.
I took a nap.
No, you didn't. You're not registered to vote.
Yes, I am. 100%.
Can you look it up and see if Stavros voted? Please, seriously, it's on the internet.
I voted. You can. Yeah, I voted. I voted for Hillary. Working family's party.
I took a nap. Working fit. This is a man who doesn't work and he doesn't have a family. And he's in the working.
I'm worried about them though. No, they do. You are right though. The thing is, they lost because there was no economic message. Because the problem was the. Only Trump said that. All right. Well,
God. And like 55% of the country didn't vote at all. Like minorities.
Right. Exactly.
Didn't vote.
That's a big problem. There was no outreach.
How many Spanish vote for fucking Trump?
30% Latinos. 30%
more than Rubio.
And more Black people voted for Trump than
because
the Democrats have taken these. It's not weird. They've taken these constituencies for granted for years. They've paid a lot of lip service and they've done nothing. Yeah. I mean, listen. The Democratic Party
what
has
do you mean
assumed
not for, not for years
just,
is a year.
Hillary
yeah.
just
fucking
didn't
5 years
run a good campaign.
Is years.
Hillary just didn't run a good campaign. Her campaign took them for granted.
The message, the pro-TPP.
It was an amazing campaign.
The pro-Trans-Pacific Partnership, pro-free trade, pro-open borders, that did not
resonate. Did you say
right resonate.
Like you know what he's talking about?
Yes,
with
I do
anybody.
Know what he's talking about.
Stavros knows.
He does
it doesn't
I 100%
resonate.
He has no idea. Now, what is he talking about? Explain it. Explain it.
What Tim is talking about is that
what is
Hillary
it?
Clinton.
No, what did he just say?
He's talking about
what is
opening
it?
Global. You're not. This
what
is what
is
you
it?
Do. You
Go
just
ahead.
Yell. And
I
want to
hear
anybody talk.
What is it?
What Tim is saying is that like because the Democrats didn't have a message.
What did
about,
he just say?
I'm fucking doing it right now.
What did he say?
He talked about TPP and opening global.
What is TPP?
The Trans-Pacific Partnership.
That's what not, is that?
He's asking me a question.
What is that?
It's opening fucking borders and letting and having lower tariffs from other countries so that no one has to manufacture anything in fucking America.
Yeah, it's unfettered free trade.
Thank you for making it better and using
it's
the word
unfettered free trade.
Yeah.
And the problem is that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Listen, Trump ran against his own party. He overthrew. It was a coup.
Yeah,
he did it in a disgusting way. He did say racist things. He said horrible things. I personally am a cynical guy. I don't think he's going to do any of that. I don't want to see anyone get deported.
He's not even fucking with Hillary.
But listen, it's not comfort. Listen, if I was a Mexican who didn't have my documents, I would not feel better because Trump was just being a cynical politician. I would be worried. And I get it. I get that people are worried. Here's what doesn't
so
help
wait a minute,
that.
Let me ask you one question. Stop. Yeah. Really stop. So if you're an immigrant without papers in this country, you should feel fine?
No, but here's the thing. Here's what I think.
Well, what do you mean? Why is it bad? That shouldn't they be worried?
Well, here's the thing. I think it's counterproductive. Here's the deal. My immigration idea is, and I think the reality is this. You're not deporting 30 million illegal people. What you can do is get a secured.
You could kill them or jail them.
You could get a support. you could get a secured border, and you can enforce laws, and you can do what Obama did, which is deport illegal immigrant criminals, which is what Trump has said he was going to do, which is the same thing Obama. The problem with the left is for 8 years, Obama had drone strikes. He had warrantless wiretaps. He had a kill list. He did all these things. The powers of the presidency, which George W. Bush expanded under Obama. Yeah. And the left said nothing. They sat there for 8 years and silently co-signed everything Obama did because they didn't give a shit. It wasn't a drone on their fucking wedding. And now that Trump has all these powers, they're upset. Well, you know what? Have values. Like when Stavros said, I had to support Hillary. You know, that's the whole Democratic Party. They always have to do something.
I hate that.
Have fucking
hate
values.
It.
Values mean
I hate
things.
It. I hate it.
Do,
I hate it.
Oh, say.
You know what you can do? Is fucking not fucking pick that person. Vote for somebody else in the middle.
I voted for Bernie. I fucking donated his campaign. I tried.
I don't believe that you have to support Hillary because that's religious shit. That's
no,
what people
isn't.
Say.
It's
Jesus,
the worst, it's
Jesus
the
is the God. No.
It's the lesser of two evils.
Muhammad
but the lesser of two evils never wins.
Never wins. It's bullshit. Shit.
That's never
it's
wins
bullshit.
Anything.
What do you mean it's bullshit?
It's bullshit because exactly what he's saying. Have your own morals.
Believe.
If that person, if you don't agree with Hillary and you think she's a piece of shit, you think she's a liar, you think
and
she's
the
a
president
crook,
doesn't
and
do
you think
that
what,
much.
She's not going to do a good job, You don't have to vote
and
for her.
And here's the other
Those
thing.
Those were the two
the
options.
President,
that's crazy.
The president, we have a very
There was
over,
another option. Wasn't there
yeah.
a third party?
No, they're here's never going
to vote. But wait a minute. But you could. You don't have to vote for Hillary. There was, if you're going to go
you
and
they're
done
not
going to
win.
But
here's, you know no third party.
No third party's going to win. But
it doesn't matter,
thing.
But it's what
fact,
you
We have an
two
inflated
choices.
Idea of what the president actually does in this country. I think we are panicking now. I think it's 6 months to a year when no one's been deported. Roe v. Wade has made it to many anti-choice conservative administrations. Nobody has touched abortion rights.
Yeah.
Trump said gay marriage is the law of the land. I mean, listen, could they do shitty things like defund Planned Parenthood? They can, and I hope
they
don't.
Gonna,
but
they
I don't say. I mean, we'll see. I don't
have
know.
No way. I'll bet you an abortion.
They shut down Vine.
I'll bet you an abortion. One of your abortions
okay, that's fair.
That they do not close.
The first thing Trump did was shut
that?
Down that's Vine, fine. Just to give you an idea that they're not fucking around. There's poor kids in the street. 19-year-old white kids on Vine are shitting their pants because of fucking Trump.
Well, I was at Boston. The comics come home this weekend. And, you know, first of all, the show is always a fucking monster show. And I knew I was closing it. I had anxiety about it for months because I just, it's just a there's no safe spot on the show. You know what I mean? And I know it was going to be Wanda and Nick DiPaolo and
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr, yeah. You know, and it's like, what the, you know, whatever. But whatever. So we go and we do the show. And I didn't really see Wanda. My kid was there. I was running around. I really wanted to see her because I love Wanda Sykes. I love her. She's always been fucking great to me. She's a funny, son of a
nice woman.
Yeah, she's the best. She really is.
No, she is. I like.
I know. I said that, Mike. Sorry, I'm not fucking lying.
No. I love her.
But I think you know, and then she goes out and she does it. Here's what happened. This is what people don't fucking get. She did a Trump joke. They just didn't let her get to the fucking punchline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And maybe it wasn't the funniest joke. Maybe it wasn't like a holy shit, my God, that's hilarious, where you'd laugh. As soon as she said his name and some shit against him, they flipped out on her. And they didn't let her get to the fucking... She was just trying to be funny. She wasn't up there going, you know, making a speech. She wasn't up there trying to fucking, you know... Turn people. What? She went up to. She wrote a joke. It was topical, and she went up, and they fucking booed her.
So she had her set up, and they didn't let her get the punch.
No, because they heard Trump, they heard this, they heard that, and they started booing.
She got 3 seconds into a 6-second Vine. And they shut her down.
Well, here's the thing, too. They keep saying she got booed off stage. She did not. She stood up there and fucking took it.
Yeah.
And then she went into other jokes. And they were like, "Fuck you." So she was like, "Fuck you," and suck my dick, and I'm out.
I'm surprised that happened in Boston. Such a liberal city.
Yeah.
You want the clip?
Liberal slash.
You got
racist.
The clip? Well, see the clip?
Here's what bothered me, too. Right. If you look at this clip, look at where it's shot from. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's a tough angle.
Look where it's shot from.
Yeah. That's weird.
Behind her. It's almost behind her.
Yeah.
Alex Pay, look at that.
Okay. Sound booth.
Oh, it's a booth.
Fuck you. You, yes. You. All of y'all.
Is this the Wilbur?
Hang on one second.
So do you want the beginning of the whole set, or do you want the where the Trump starts stuff?
When the Trump starts. All right. I want to hear her say the joke. I don't want to fuck you. All right, fine.
This is the worst set Wanda had and the best set Scopo had.
Here's the thing. After the election, I was going around consoling people. I said, guys, look on the bright side. Look at this. I was telling everybody, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I was like, I am certain this is not the first time we've elected a racist, sexist, homophobic president. This he ain't the first one. He's just the first confirmed one.
That's funny. I think that's funny.
Listen, man.
That's a funny fucking joke.
I think that's funny.
That's a good joke.
And the fact, and I get mad at both sides for this, is that you are you fucking kidding
Enjoy
me?
Enjoy a fucking joke.
You can't fucking hear, you didn't fucking get that?
Yeah.
It's fucking true.
It's comedy.
It's true. Yeah.
It's comedy.
It's a funny joke. Maybe it was, here's the deal. Maybe this is a benefit for cancer, okay? You're not talking all Wanda's fans. You're talking a variety of fans. Also, Cam Neely fan, hockey fans. You're dealing with this isn't your, this is a benefit to raise money for cancer. you know, am I going to do, you know, if I'm raising money for battered women, am I going to do a fucking hit my wife joke? Maybe not. But, you know what I'm saying? Am I going to do my pussy eating joke? My dirtiest fucked up? Maybe not. I might switch it up and do a cuter joke because I want to be funny. I want everybody to enjoy themselves and I want them to raise money. I don't want to. So maybe she made, maybe, but you know what? As a comic, that's your choice.
Was that it though? Was that all she said?
No. Well, that's where they turned. Right there.
That wasn't that bad. I mean,
that's a funny joke. They just, they heard Trump, they heard fucking racist, they heard this, lesbian, blah, blah, and you know, whatever.
Bobby,
and,
what was the punchline? I don't have headphones.
Who said that? Who the fuck are you? Has he been here the whole time? Who the fuck? What the fuck?
I thought Deepu was going to introduce me before, right?
I don't even move the fuck over, you weirdo.
I can't talk into the microphone.
Take the mic with you. It's on a cord. What are you... Jesus, I didn't even know this stuff.
Hey, Bobby.
I literally thought I was having a stroke.
Is that what happens during strokes? People appear and start talking.
Basically, what she said was she was all her friends were fucking flipping out. It was kind of what Chappelle did in that skit. You know what I mean? It's like all my friends are flipping out. And I was like, relax. This is probably not the first racist, sexist, you know, blah, president, homophobic president we've had. I'm pretty sure there's been other ones. It's a funny joke. Maybe the sarcasm.
And then he said, "This is the first." She said, "This is the first confirmed one."
This is the first confirmed,
and that's funny.
That's hilarious. Which is, yeah, which is
funny.
Funny,
right?
Yeah.
And you know what? She didn't get booed off stage. She got booed, but she stayed on stage. And I was on the other side. Half the crowd. A lot of people going, "We love you, Wanda."
Well, now what were you doing when you're watching?
Panicking.
Really?
Yes, panicking.
Oh, no,
but here's the fucking other one.
Yeah.
So now she's up. Doing this happens.
Yeah.
And I love Wanda. She fucking stood up there, took it, fuck you, suck it, walked off, right? Did her thing.
I have a quote about how she was brought off by Dennis Leary.
Okay, go ahead.
As he came out to introduce the next comic on the lineup, Leary defended Sykes, telling the crowd that she came all the way from LA for the benefit and deserved their respect.
Yes.
That's great.
Absolutely, because we're here. You know, look at man, Cam Neely, one of the fucking greatest hockey players of all time. I mean, a big, tough motherfucker was up there. I couldn't even get through a speech at the beginning because he was tearing up so much. Yeah. This is the alpha male about, and he's up here. All he's trying to do is save people from this hideous fucking disease.
Yeah.
And he's trying to do it with laughter with his friend, and it's grown from...
Did DePaulo go after her?
Hang on a second. I'm setting this up. I want to give the benefit.
We're helping people.
So, yeah. So, she goes up, happens. And then right after that, yeah. Right after that, give me this fucking phone. I'm sorry, babe. I'm shutting this off. Right after, just leave it like that. Put it on you. Sit on it. Put it on your fucking badge. Don't put it near your asshole. Get lost. I don't want cum on it. Sorry. Had to listen to last week to get that one.
That's good stuff.
She, DePaulo goes up next. But again, DePaulo is a comic.
I got a quote about him, too.
He's got to make a decision. He's like, do I go up and reference this? Do I go up and just do my act? Do I go up and say something? He's a Republican. He voted for Trump. He loves it. What do I do? Now, my fans are here, people who know me. What do I do? I go up and just go, hey, guys, what about school lunches? What is he? You know what I'm saying? So he made a decision, too. What's the quote about...
From the Boston Herald, it says, then Nick DePaulo took the stage, unleashing a torrent of comments about liberals, Boston women, and Jews.
That last one, really.
I mean,
it's Jews. Think about this. This is what I love. I love being at a point in the business when you don't give a fuck. He does not give a fuck. Like,
well, I think he was trying to reach his particular fans in that crowd.
Yeah,
you think?
Apparently, yeah. You think so? Yeah,
yeah. But then here's the thing. He did. He called. This is funny because Bonnie made me laugh. He called this woman tried to rush the stage and attack him. In a Bruins jersey, by the way. Yep. Which is
she tried to attack him?
Well,
she
can tried we to see his set?
She was mad. No, they don't have video. Thank God.
Fair point. Well,
she goes, look at this. This Jew broad from Peabody.
Oh,
right?
No.
But Bonnie thought... Bonnie thought she won an award. She's like, oh, Voss goes, no, it's a town in Boston. She goes, oh, I thought she won an award. I thought she was a Jewish woman that won a Peabody Award. So, I look it. He did his thing, and he goes, and then he went into jokes. He went, look it. And people turned on him. A lot of people turned on him, too. And he was like, fuck you. A lady had to get kicked out. The crowd was turning on each other.
Oh, jeez.
People were walking. This is a benefit for fucking cancer.
Right, right.
So then, me and Burr, I'm pacing. Burr's up next.
Well, how is he? Cool, calm?
Yeah, I mean, look. I mean, we're all kind of like, what the fuck? Right then, you have to pull an audible. I had my set ready to go. Now I'm pulling an audible. And it depends on what Bill does. I don't know what the fuck. Is he going to go up and go, you know what? Fucking death. Fucking Hillary's a twat. And fuck Trump, too. You know, I don't know what he's doing. He goes up, just does a fucking amazing bit. He goes, I don't know who I voted for. I think fucking Walsh. Whatever. Anyways. Right? Goes into this fucking joke and just annihilates from front to back. Just fucking kills and just brings the whole crowd back into funny mode.
Nice.
Then I'm going up. I'm like, oh, shit. This is great for the crowd. You know, now I'm like, fuck me. You know what I mean? I got to go out after. Now I got to follow, you know, one of the great comics in the country right now. And the right, the left, and then Bill Burr. That's a nightmare situation. Might as well fucking launch a Linda helicopter while I'm doing my opening joke. I remember someone walked by. It's going to be good, man. You're going to kill. I go, shut the fuck up. No joke.
Yeah.
Told him to shut the fuck up. It's great. So now, you know, so thank God Leary brings me up. He goes, this guy was on the job. You know, back then he had hair. I did a show with him. You know, he's a great actor. And then he brings me out. I go, did you just bring me up? I had hair and I was I'm a good actor. It's a fucking comedy show, you asshole. Yeah. Fucking Bill Burr, the best comic on.
Right, right.
And man, this guy had hair and he's a good actor. If you ever need a fucking character actor, he's the guy.
Yeah. And how'd you do? Did you kill?
Yeah, of course. What the fuck are you talking to? I'm a fucking I'm a fucking monster. I killed.
I know.
Unless you talk to Stavros's friends, then I did good. Oh. But listen, how'd you think you did?
How'd you think you did? Tim knows
only
about it.
My mother walked up to me. How do you think you did? I punched her in the face. I called her a cunt.
I was just at the standing room. Had my best set to date. I like something clicked. And I like, switched up my set.
How are you even segueing into this?
I don't know.
It's like insane. Bobby's like, it was Burr. It was me. It was DePaul. This guy's like, I was at the standing room. The capacity is 9 people. Yeah. I had the best set I've ever had.
I'm in front of 18,000 people about to fucking lose my career. Literally, it's going to go Wanda went nuts. Nick's a racist. Billy's the god. Yeah. And that last fat guy bombed. What are you got, Rydon?
I'm getting to it. I'm relating to how do you think you did?
Yeah, please relate to it.
So I did good. I did well. I feel good. I usually don't feel good no matter how well I do. And then a woman after the show comes up to me and is like, I said, did you have fun? She's like, well, I can give you some feedback if you want.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
And I said, no, don't.
All right, and good.
I'll just keep this bumping in.
No,
back to your story.
I'm gonna. That's not a bad story, but you're really off. You have no. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
Literally, you're playing soccer. We're playing fucking wiffle ball, having fun.
I'm trying to relate.
Well, I have a story. If that's cool.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna let you tell it, Mike. But here's the new rule on the show. Hey, let Bob finish his story. You fucking shadrules, start in with your story. What do you got, Mike?
Bob, did you ever do the electric factory in Philly?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. let me explain this one.
Oh, please, please do.
Okay, this please is do. Like December of 2003, right? It was myself, Nick, John Melendez, Otto, God rest his soul, Sal the stockbroker, myself.
Yep.
It was like a really bad storm, right?
Yep.
It took us 4 hours to get to Philly, and Artie was on the show with us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're yelling at us. We get up there. They started fighting fucking with Nick.
Right.
Otto almost cried. It took us five hours.
The puppet?
Yeah, yeah. The puppet almost cried.
Otto and George almost cried?
Just that crowd was fucking brutal.
Right?
I'm like, they don't even give me a chance in that fucking place.
Okay.
People getting arrested. It was fucking sick, man.
Are you done?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the fucking story?
No, but I mean...
Are you related? I didn't... Listen, fuckface, I killed it. Oh, both of yous. I did great. Your shit's the...
Bobby, have you ever had a salad?
What's that?
I had a pretty good one today.
Can I get
that's
rid-
it. That's
can
all.
I get rid of this?
Oh, so you just
yeah,
get
yeah,
the-
yeah, yeah.
No, that's funny you say that. No, that's funny you say that. No, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why you said that. And I would have laughed at that because I know. But one of my things, when I went up, I had to come up with, you know, that's when you're a comic. It's like, dude, this is a fucking fucked up situation. I can't just go up and do the jokes, the set I was going to do. Mm. I had to, like, okay, he just said this. And that, I can't believe it. Right, if I go and say that, they could turn on me. They could be like, oh, fuck you. That's Leary. You know what I mean? Leary, right. It's that risk you take. And then I went in, and I was like, you know what I hate? I'll tell you what I fucking hate. Salads. I hate fucking salads. I hate vinaigrette dressings. I hate fucking almonds. People who like almonds, I fucking hate your face. Fuck you. I hate Greek yogurt without the raspberry and the honey. If it's just plain fucking, so I just went off the tangent about that. And then I went right into my fat riot cop joke, which worked, but perfect. It's like I made those choices to, and so did Wanda. She made a choice, and so did Nick. And you live with that as a comic. But they were coming; they weren't coming from "fuck you." I want to piss you off. They were coming from "what do I say? Should I say this? I'm gonna fuck you. This is funny.
Right.
I think it's funny." And then they did it. Now, you know, that's how fucking crazy we are right now. Everybody needs to settle the fuck down, man. Settle the fuck down.
Bob, I understand your story because I performed in a bar for 9 people the other day. 2 of them went to the bathroom in the middle of my set. I said, this is going to be tough. I watched one open mic guy go up before me. He lost them. Next person was trying comedy for the first time. They lost them. Then the bartender yelled last call. He didn't do well. He wasn't doing well. So then I'm like, this is my career right now.
Hey, I didn't even push. We got the sound, right?
Yeah, we got everything.
All right, good. We always got a backup here, thank God.
I was just about to, you know, call
back. I didn't push
the
fucking button. Huh?
You didn't do it, babe.
Can you please...
This hasn't...
Will you please help my stupidness? Look at me. If you're not going to touch my dick, will you please help my dumbness?
Always.
Okay.
So this hasn't been recording the whole time?
No, we have. We got backup on
backups.
Don't
worry, Ryan.
Listen to me. You know how many podcasts I've done that were amazing and that the halfway through, I look down. This is the early days. I look down and I didn't hit the record button. And everybody's like, I mean, people are just buckled. Dan, Joe, yeah. Lou, buckled over laughing. And then I fucking, and you see me like this. I just wasted their afternoon. Yeah.
I was on one of those the first time I was on.
Yeah. Well, I did that because wasn't it? I mean, I do have that podcast. No. If you want it, you can have it. If you want to put it on,
how did you come up with the name Ride Dune? Like, how did that happen?
It's his name, fuck.
No, it's not. My name's
not
Ron.
His name. Like I said, that's not his name. He's gonna tell you right now. Take your hand off your hip.
Okay. My hand's right here.
Oh, God. All right, you ballerina. What are you
listen,
doing?
Listen, why don't you get chairs that are fucking comfortable for me?
Hey, buddy, why don't you fucking eat
some
salad?
How's I've that? Had some chairs.
Buddy, those are regular people
sales. I got a gift card to a restaurant I was going to take you, but now you'd be very hostile.
I'm sorry. I haven't had a sugar or a grain 3 weeks.
Hey. That's great. But you know what? Let me tell you right now. If you don't every now and then have one, your body will get used to the good stuff, so you got to trick your body and have a little bad
listen.
Stuff.
Is that how it works?
Every couple of weeks, you got to have a little bad stuff.
Do me a favor.
It's
little,
true.
Your little teacup. Get your hands off your hips.
All right, I want to hear about his name.
I'm not taking...
I'd really not want you to confront your internalized homophobia.
I don't have homophobia. I love gays.
All right.
Do I not love... You think I'm a homophobe?
No, I'm kidding, but I don't agree. New York's got better Italian than Boston. You're out of your fucking mind.
You're fucking nuts.
All right.
Right,
dude.
Goddamn queers. What do you got, Rye?
Looks
like beautiful eyes.
Oh, and dimples.
Yeah, you do have dimples.
Right?
I love the jizzing one. Who's homophobic now?
I'll show you.
What do you got?
My name is Ryan Muldoon. When I first started Vine, I had bosses and shit, so I chose my AIM screen name from high school, which is Rye Dune, because I didn't want to be searchable online. And then, what do you know? I become a fucking megastar. All of a sudden, I'm stuck with Rye Dune.
Right. Now you can go back to your original name.
No, I can't. Just change all my handles?
Did the dudes?
Where's the bomb bandana? Let me have it. He was a megastar.
The guys at the top of that Vine pyramid, what are they going to do now? The top 10 dudes.
They're going to just do TV and movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to do TV and movies.
Right.
I can do it.
Stop it. You're going to do it.
Yeah. You know what?
Stop with your low self esteem. You're gonna do TV and movies.
I mean, I was on Marin. You were on Marin as well.
Yeah. You're gonna do TV and movies. You'll be in there.
Were you part of that coup where all the Viners tried to extort Vine for $2 million or whatever?
Who was that?
Like the top 22.
Like Nash Greer and all those guys.
I don't know if he was involved. Okay. It was like some dudes and dudettes. They sat down with Vine and were like, "Hey, if you want us to keep posting, pay us $1.2 million each," which was a stupid plan. Like, why would you ask for that much money? So pretty much they Vine said no, and they said I swag, and they walked away in their cool walks.
You should have got in with them, man. I'm telling you right now. I know you're shitting on them, but you really should have got in there. You should have got in that group. That was the move.
I wasn't.
You know,
I
look at I look at comics when they came up, and I'm like, that guy sucks. He's got no jokes. And now I'm like, I should have made friends with that person. Like, that was a big mistake. You know, big mistake.
No, but they have a new company now called Hype.
Yeah, the creators of.
No, I'm serious. Right?
Yeah,
we know. That's why we're laughing.
I joined it.
Love you, buddy.
Yeah, I'll just start hyping now. But yeah, the creators of Vine came up with Hype, which I don't know what it is yet.
Here's the greatest thing, and it's like
Trump has a new app. If you heard about it, it's called, and a lot of people are using it now. It's called the National Muslim Registry. And it's really, I got that's a great job.
I mean, great halal card.
Listen, this whole back to this fucking Trump thing. It is really it's fucked up to me that even in that environment of a comedy show where they're raising money, they even the Republicans who say that the Democrats can't get a joke, the liberals don't know how to have fun. Dude, loosen the fuck up.
Everybody right now.
And Wanda Sykes is one of the funniest comics.
Funny, hilarious.
That we fucking have.
Everybody right now is too fucking.
Oh God.
Too emotional. People need to stop with the emotion.
I don't mind. Look at, I really believe, like, for women who Hillary was almost there, them, like, imagine being a black kid.
Are you vining? Is this the last vine? It's the last vine right now?
Instagram.
Vine.
Here's the thing. Imagine being a black kid and growing up and then looking and seeing a black president.
Great.
Come on.
That's huge.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. Now imagine being a little girl and seeing a woman president.
Now look at that. Imagine being a racist and now you get a race. Like, everybody has to matter.
Like Wanda says, you've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
But I mean, but it's funny. I think Chappelle, I want to talk about Chappelle real quick.
Yeah.
You know, look, I love Chappelle. We all love Chappelle. It's almost hack to say Chappelle's the funniest. We get it. He is. You know what I mean? It's like Pryor. You know, who's one of the funniest? Pryor. Okay. It's almost. But what he did on SNL this weekend, man, his monologue, what he said, and then the skit he did with Chris Rock, I think it was fucking. It really made me feel good, because I've been saying this to you the whole time. That we've made progress. We have to stop saying that we're not a better America than we were fucking a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. We're a fucking. We're a better American than we were. Yes, is it not? Is it happening as fast as we'd all love it to happen? No.
It is scary though when it's like when Mike Pence, who's the vice president now, doesn't want marriage equality to happen.
Look
at the Steve Bannon's in the fucking White House.
The
guy from Breitbart.
Here's the deal.
I mean, that's
here's
crazy.
The deal. Well, here's Stavros. People disagree with you. People disagree with me.
Yeah.
Guess what?
He's a
There's
fucking
people,
anti-Semite.
And guess
supremacist.
What? And guess he's not a. I don't know if he's a white supremacist. Here's the deal.
But he is an anti-Semite.
Here's the deal. I don't know what's in anybody's heart. I don't know that Hillary Clinton's not a fucking anti-Semite,
you don't know that.
You don't fucking know that Hillary Clinton's not an anti-Semite. Her and her husband presided over the largest period of mass incarceration in the country's history. They completely decimated the black family, and then they turned around and said, "Oh, black people vote for me and fuck you," you know, like,
she's a bad candidate.
So at the end of the day, look at what she did.
You voted for her.
You're talking about Breitbart. You're talking about somebody who writes fucking articles. Who cares? These people had the power.
Now he has the power, though. Now
he's a political strategist. That's a hack. Fucking no nonsense. He's not the Secretary of State.
Which is going
to
be Newt Gingrich.
And by the way, Trump owes nothing to anyone.
Seriously.
You want to hear the real politics of this?
That's
here's the real
though.
Politics.
That's pretty funny, though.
Here's the reality. Here's the reality. Trump owes nothing to the Democratic
nope.
Party, to the media,
nope.
to anybody.
Nobody.
He can appoint somebody to be the fucking secretary of fuck you, and nobody can. You can whine and you can write blogs. You know what you should all do? Get your fucking party back and yeah. fucking make some changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how do you know the media is the real evil one with all this shit going on?
That's right, Mike.
Wow. Literally. I no, feel because- like I was in a hot air balloon watching the sunrise.
No, but think about it, guys. How do you know half the shit is true about her or him? You don't.
Huh?
You don't know how much is true about either
well,
one of
I'm
the
just,
parties.
I'm just talking about...
The media is fucking
no, we
evil
have,
to begin with.
First of all, buddy, you absolutely do know what's true about Hillary and Trump, okay? It's out there, but... She is not.
I'm not in love with Trump.
Not,
I didn't even think the guy should have won. But here's the deal.
My point is this.
Yeah.
I was gonna.
It is scary when he said he wants to spend his weekends in Florida. That is
he wants to be
scary.
On his golf course.
I mean, that
he
is
wants
Bobby.
To commute.
Bobby, hey, listen, that is a little scary.
Crazy.
And he said he still wants to have campaign rallies because he likes the adulation of the crowds. This is. And Obama had to explain to him like what a president did.
He literally doesn't.
He had no idea what a president did.
Listen, I wasn't voting for Trump.
Right.
I was going to vote for fucking Hillary.
Yeah.
Okay? I get it. Yeah. I understand it.
I understand.
And I feel and I get why girls, like, women are sad and they're mourning.
Oh,
it's like when the Red Sox didn't win the World fucking Series, I was bummed out for a week. That was their World Series. They were about to have a woman right. in office. Seriously.
Yeah, but
because you can't
that.
Tell... No, it's not. Because maybe it's more than that. But you can't tell me that they didn't know... Her flaws.
Well, there is a listen.
They
there
knew
is,
they
there
knew
is a
her
lot
flaws,
of,
but
sure.
they overlooked it.
There is a lot of panic about
because Trump was so much worse. That's it. That's
no,
why.
No,
people,
yes.
No.
Stop. Well, shut up. 1 second.
Yeah.
It's because they were voting for a woman too.
Not everyone.
Listen.
A lot of it.
A lot of it, dude. A sure. lot of it.
That's
she
one
has.
See how he does that, though.
She
when
has,
I say it, no.
Yeah, yeah.
When you say it,
that's
sure.
One, a lot.
That's
said,
what he does.
You said all of them instead of a lot of them.
No, I did not.
You moderated your point.
No,
that's
you actually.
You.
What you did is you break it down. Not and he. A lot of them did. Most of them did.
But here's the deal.
Really,
there
really
is a legitimate
that.
Fear, and there's a lot of people that go. You know, what are they? We don't know what they're going to do with Roe v. Wade. I look at. I've heard about Roe v. Wade since I'm a little kid, and it has never been overturned.
It's never going to get overturned.
And the states, like people go, oh well, the states.
Fucking in play. Horseshit.
It is.
But
it's
never
listen.
Gonna get it's never
it's
gonna,
not
be
gonna be overturned.
If Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies while Trump's in fucking office and he gets
but listen,
two conservative
do you
judges,
realize how
it's fucking in play.
But dude, the conservative judges might not even do that. Listen, you had
not,
conservative judges.
Money.
You had conservative judges
how much
on
money
the court.
They make off abortion.
Do you realize how Scalia would have done it, but Roberts, like a lot of these guys won't. A lot of these jurists won't do it. You actually have to look at how conservative the judge is. You'd have to be very conservative. And here's the other thing.
Well, they have the
Supreme
the
Court,
now.
Which people don't really know. There is a wisdom with the court where if a law has been decided, okay, the only way that they necessarily revisit it, and it's only happened a few times in history, is if there's been a significant change in order for them to review that law and overturn it. Like gay marriage or Roe v. Wade, generally those things are probably safe because there hasn't been a significant change in circumstances that would make them revisit and overturn the law. I really... You know, I don't think you're going to see it. I hope it doesn't happen. I don't want women to not have abortions.
Listen, first of all, of course not.
I don't want anyone deported. I mean, this is the thing. I don't want any of that to happen. But I also don't think the way forward is to wear safety pins on your shirt to show that somebody agrees with you.
Or shutting down traffic in Times Square and being violent.
You
don't
can't
be violent.
Refuse
can
to engage.
Can you fucking protest?
Well, now a generation of people, Bobby, that have been told they don't have to argue, they don't have to debate, they don't have to engage with people who disagree with them are going to have to do so, or they're going to stay in the minority forever. That's it.
And here's the thing.
Learn how to debate.
Going back to Dave Chappelle, what he said, especially it's like he's looking around the White House and the West, and it's all black people.
Yeah, it's great.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Doug, whatever his name was, the white guy, right? Hilarious. So that was my point, is that we've made progress. We had a black president. We were this close to having a woman president. And yes, I think Trump is fucked up, but it's good because it wakes people up. Now we know the next election, maybe it sets the path for somebody new. Maybe we don't have to be a politician.
If there is a next election.
Maybe.
I'm joking. I'm kidding. What are you? You're going to get mad now that I made a joke?
No. I was just, I had a good thing and you stepped on it. But it wasn't that good because I forgot it. But listen, I keep waiting for this dick to play the fucking music. He keeps listening to me.
I'm trying to draft.
Listen to Tim or him. Don't listen to me.
I'm trying to draft a rattlesnake. Do you want to support the snake? I just bombed in life, not even on the show.
What else? Is it a Chappelle clip? Or?
I would like to hear it, yeah. I just thought it really touched me. It was weird when comedy touches me, when I laugh and I'm like, God damn it, this is great. And the skit he did with Chris, I can't, it's just, it's so funny because it's all these white liberals talking about this shit and they're like, what the fuck? Are you crazy? Like, it's going to be our, you know, oh, you stop. Do you have something in your eye again?
Yeah, it's like a hair. I have like a hair, like an eyelash. This is really disturbing you?
All right, here's what you do every fucking 8 seconds. You
Let
go
me
like
take
this.
A look.
It's like in my eyes.
Listen,
like
this is what
eye.
I see. This is what I see. Ready? You come up, you go like this, and you go,
do you have sleep apnea?
You're doing the Undertaker.
What?
Do you have sleep apnea?
No. I'm not asleep.
Hang on a second.
What?
Good question, Mike.
No, I got an eyelash. Earlier today, I had an eyelash in my eye.
Bad. I don't want to watch the whole monologue.
Sorry. But America's done it. We've actually elected an internet troll as our president.
Can I stop for 1 second? It's really true.
So, yeah.
It's almost. Fact. Listen, here's the. I just remember talking to you the whole step of the way, and him, it's not going to happen.
I know.
It's not going to happen.
Stavros is an elitist liberal.
It was the producers. It's not going to happen. This is the producers. This presidential run, he didn't want to win from the beginning. He wanted to be second place, and it fucking happened. I mean, look at his eyes, dude. That picture with Obama, you know how sad he is that he has to do work? Trump hasn't had to work that
hard. But the reason he won is because of people like Stavros going, oh, he's not going to win.
That's a fucking very, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's a very good point. You know, bummed out.
The whole thing was to start. Yeah, it's like, dude, he wanted to start a TV network called Trump TV. They were taking meetings with major media guys. They wanted to fucking start Trump. They were going to take Fox News down. Yeah. They were going to get Hannity and Ann Coulter. They're probably going to go to Alex Jones and get some of these fucking yahoos. That was the plan.
Yeah.
The plan the whole time, Bobby.
Wait a minute. Now, so,
they were taking meetings last week.
Can I just say something? Do you know how smart Obama is? Do you know how smart
he's brilliant.
He is?
Yeah.
I mean, he stepped in there and just, it's like, you know, it's just he's stepping. He knows where a comma goes. He knows where.
Yeah.
Fucking Trump has had somebody do this shit for him forever.
Oh, yeah, we're fucked.
He's so bumming right now.
We're in deep trouble.
He has to wake up in the morning.
Do you know what? Listen, they offered John Kasich the job of vice president.
Right.
Trump's son went to Kasich and said, listen, you're going to be in charge of foreign and domestic policy. And Kasich said, well, what is your father going to do? And they said, he's going to make America great again. Trump just wants to go and give rallies and shit. I mean, this is why I wasn't crazy. A Trump supporter.
Listen, I think, you know what? I think we, another thing I want to talk about, the popular vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why the fuck?
Yeah.
If more people vote for one person now,
I'll tell you why.
I know why.
First of all, a popular vote election would be completely different. Many Republicans in places like New York and California stay home
We need Tim Dillon music because when he goes on a roll. Listen, I'm going to say a compliment. Let me give you a compliment.
Okay.
All right. It's not about your hair.
Okay.
when he starts talking, you just start. Everybody listens. You like.
Here's the deal. Everybody's going, oh, popular vote, popular vote. It's a completely different election. It would change the way candidates campaigned. Change who voted. Republicans in New York and California and Democrats in traditionally Republican states like Texas stay home because they don't feel like their vote counts. Right. So a popular vote election would totally change the way the election people campaign and the way people vote. The reason we don't have a popular vote and the reason we have an electoral college is a bit more complicated, but at the end of the day we are a
are you laughing?
It's not complicated. It's to prevent a Trump. Ooh. It's to prevent like a demagogue
but here's the other deal, Bobby.
we are, it's supposed to be a loose association of 50 states with a competent federal government. We were never supposed to have a federal government with 25 intelligence agencies, and we were never supposed to have this type of government. In fact, we were set up as a loose association of different states and territories that did their own thing. Hey, Missouri's going to do their own thing. Right, New York's going to do their own thing because laws don't make, gun laws in New York City and in Vermont are different for a reason. They're different places. You can't have a one size fits all policy.
Well, let me ask you this question, Tim. Yeah. Why aren't you doing better in life?
Well, I became I wanted to do comedy. Comedy is a big mistake.
You sound like you should be in Ralph Sutton's apartment.
I know, but the snake said that if I just kept going, I was going to fucking become the fifth skank or whatever.
You're the fifth skank.
But I chose
Tim
comedy.
Dylan's the fifth
I chose
skank.
Comedy. But listen.
Well, now you disagree with him?
I don't disagree. I just think the reason we have an electoral college is...
I said it, you would.
You would have been meaner about it, is why.
Oh, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
If you want to have the...
That's what we're talking about.
I like
fucking
to have an intelligent
like
discussion.
If you want to do the popular vote, do the popular vote, but don't think it's necessarily always going to break in your favor.
Sure, it's not, but it, I mean, historically, I think it would help Democrats, actually, because...
Well, it's historically what?
Huh?
You said historically.
Historically, it would have in the recent history. I mean, it's the people that
won the
popular
vote. You just write off, basically, if you do a popular vote thing, you kind of just write off the entire country. You go New York, you California, you live a certain way.
I can't tell whether you have way more confidence than Stavros or you're just smarter.
You don't write off the whole country. I mean, you have, Ohio loses its fucking credibility. Florida isn't as important.
Don't swear. You sound dumb when you swear.
Okay, sure. Ohio loses its credibility. Florida isn't as important as it is. But it does help smaller states and stuff like that, but we just have more people in cities. Their vote
I
should count.
That, but if listen, Ohio, people right now, in cities in Ohio, own nothing. They don't have a lot of them don't have a ton of skin in the game. They don't own property. They don't pay taxes. Like the whole idea is, it's like, all right, if you go,
because property's more expensive where they live. I mean, they're just as
I understand that, but city like it, in New York City, America doesn't even work. Like people are miserable. They work fucking 16 hours a day to live in a box. You know, you go to other places and somebody owns a house. The price of the house is in direct relationship to how many people want to buy. You know, at the end of the day, it's like we depend on the government a lot more than rural Americans do in many, many cases. You know, we have a lot, so it's just different. So you can't say that, like, the things that work in New York or work in San Francisco are always going to work in Idaho or Iowa. Those, you know, speed limits in New York are 55. You go other places, it's 80. These are different things. So at the end of the day.
That means they should have undue. Say on how the election comes out?
I don't think they have undue say on how the election... I mean, listen...
Like a guy in Pennsylvania's vote counted way more, or rural Pennsylvania, his vote counted much more than our votes counted.
But here's the deal. But then if you do a popular vote election, I'm telling you, people campaign differently, and it'll be a different thing. I'm not totally against taking away the Electoral College, but don't think it's always going to break in your favor.
Because I don't think that. I just think
there was a ton
more
of
direct democracy.
But direct democracy was not how the country was set up. We were not set up for direct. We were a constitutional republic. We have laws. We have state. We have things.
But this isn't how the Electoral College was originally.
No, I understand that. But the idea, like, we're a direct democracy. We're not a direct democracy at all.
Sure, but at this point, we
the electors can switch.
The Electoral College has turned into a shittier version of direct democracy because it's not. You're supposed to. You're supposed to elect.
If you overturn the Electoral College, fine. I'm saying that.
Guys, one sec. Go ahead, Mike.
Thing is,
in the mic.
I think that Trump is like a spider on the web right now.
Very true, Mike.
Absolutely correct.
Right, cool. He is.
All right.
He's a wrecking ball to kind of throw.
I would say he's a tarantula.
He's a wrecking ball to throw to a corrupt system. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe, maybe the whole thing. Maybe it burns to the ground.
Hold on.
No, but the thing is,
hang on one second. Go ahead, Mike.
Trump is very cool, right? You got to start worrying about stuff in other countries. Like he's wearing a suit and tie now, right? But if that fucker puts a uniform on, we're gonna be in some shit.
What are you going to say to that, Stavros?
Absolutely. He should not have a uniform. I agree.
I'd like to see him in a what kind of uniform? Like Batman?
Like, yeah. No, like General Patton's gun belt, things like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Here's the deal. If Trump could do some of the milder things, like if Trump can do what he said, like with the trade, renegotiate trade, bring back jobs, walk us back from the brink. We were at the brink with fucking Russia. You know what I mean? Like we were really ready to fucking fight. We were encircling.
Doesn't that scare you, though, too?
The CIA set up a fucking thing in the Ukraine to, like, taunt Russia. Bro, you cannot start taunting.
taunting Russia. You can't, unless everyone wants to fight. I don't want to fight.
Doesn't it seem like Putin is actually you don't trolling us?
I don't think he's trolling. What are you going to fight? You're going to go over to Russia and fight?
Hey, buddy, don't do my joke back on me. Just because Mike loved my fucking timing. Okay? Don't get mad. Why are you getting
mad? Maybe all the Vine guys will fucking sign up for the service now that they have nothing to do.
You are a genius to get that many followers. I'm doing this 25 years. I can't even fucking sell it to Beefsteak Charlie's.
I know. 25 years ago, Vine was much harder to crack. You'd have to call people over the phone, Mike. Hey, it's Mike.
Isn't that how Joe Pesci got his start in Vine? Yeah.
The fuck kind of people are there?
My Vines, I don't know if you can bring one of them up. I used to do great Vines.
Please God do.
Yes. Let's see some Bobby Vines.
I remember those.
What was your name
Christ.
On Vine?
Christ
I,
let
the,
us.
The only Vines that were good when I was having the baby and I started I started getting all this baby stuff and I didn't know how to use it. So I'd open up the box and be like, how do you use this fucking thing? And then I'd just put my dog Kelby in it and he'd just be like rocking in it. That's the only Vines.
Kind of a visual joke?
And then I did, it was. And then I did therapy with my baby. So I'd be like, I just can't get it. You know, I'm trying to work on my thing, but people just suck and I don't. And then it would just cut to Max as a fucking 3-month-old baby.
Were your Vines like a lot of like highly produced? I know a lot of them are really produced.
Let's watch one of his Vines. Can we watch one of our?
Yeah.
Now,
I have a
compilation. What is your, you got a compilation? Let's see this.
Sure.
That's why fucking Deep who's on point, man, since Scopo left.
Oh, jeez.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
Oh.
Sorry. Can you make it big?
Yeah, there
you
go. Merry Christmas. Won't get gang.
Phone uncle. Close your eyes when you cross the street, buddy.
On your mark, scissors,
go!
And they died!
I made a goblin. What'd you guys make?
I made a kick-ass bomb.
Oh, you missed the punch.
That's
the best one.
Sorry about that.
Oh, sorry. Well, we laughed over it, so it wasn't, I mean, we... Yeah.
Here's me coughing.
What's the meaning of life?
Smoking weed and giving bitches.
He's got a point.
Advice. Play with your child. What sound does a lion make?
Uncomfortable conversation.
You still like me if I was gay?
Honey, I would fuck you if you were gay.
What?
I love you.
Oh, jeez.
Talk dirty to me.
That's weird.
Sweet potato.
You have a beautiful smile, sir. Fight for my fire.
Trick or treat.
I got a trick.
We'd prefer a treat.
Well, then get them.
High society.
Why, thank you, my good man. It's a perfect fit. Some sugar for your coffee.
High society.
Do you want to dance with me?
Hell no.
Why won't you dance with me?
Because Mr. Mouse is going to fuck you.
This is 30 minutes long, by the way.
Yeah. Swag back.
Listen, you got to check this out. The reason why the ones you used to do, too, that made me laugh, because you would walk up, and I want to ask you, too, you'd walk up to these fucking homeless people or people on the streets, and you'd, I mean, you didn't plan this. Their responses were real, right?
For the most part.
Ah, damn it. That reminds me of the time when I asked that girl, I was like, your name's Danielle, not Daniel, right? And she's like, for the most part. I mean,
now it is Danielle. It,
yeah. I mean, my dick is gone. Yeah. No, I have a change purse, but.
No, but most of them were authentic. There are times where I would say, like, I didn't fit that. Can you say that again? And,
but you would walk up to people and just fucking do shit.
Yeah, and I would walk around town looking like a psycho.
Did you get hit?
Almost.
There was really? One guy was going to hit you?
Yeah, there was one time in Central Square in Cambridge, which, you know, it's like where all...
I know where it is, yeah.
All the crazies are.
Yeah.
And I was wearing a wig, and I just went up, blatantly filmed one dude, and I was just like, it's a beautiful day! And he was shit, a homeless dude, which I was kind of exploiting. Although I said that
kind of.
I think, yeah, just exploiting. Yeah.
That's how I fucking fell in love with you. You walk up to people and go, it's a beautiful day! Get the fuck out of here! Did you ever give him money?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
After you did it, you'd give him what? Like
$20
And
really?
That's
$1,000 for a homeless man.
You know, like, fuck.
That's the exchange rate.
I'd buy him food and
he's
stuff.
He's like, then I just started giving them crack. It was cheaper. It's much cheaper. I give them 20.
Better content, too, when they were on crack. It was funnier when they were fucked up.
I actually cut out the middleman for them because I didn't want them to have to get up and go get it. I can do more shoots.
He had trouble walking, so I just gave him crack right there. No, but with that dude, I filmed him and he was like, you fucking filming me? I was like, I was. Like, I'll delete it right now. Here, I deleted it. I showed him. Then he started approaching me with a bottle in his hand. He tried to smash a bottle over my head. Wow. That was a scary one.
Speaking of that, DraftKings.com. this Thanksgiving is this week, people. And there's no better combo than turkey and football. Unless, of course, your fantasy football season isn't going quite as planned. And your family won't let you hear the end of it. But don't worry! It's never too late to save your season and win huge prizes at DraftKings.com. Now there's something to be thankful for. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. That means no season-long commitments to bust and bench warmers. What? Gonna pee? Oh, can you turn that down a little bit? It's fucking with me. Never again will injuries... You ever have injuries in these fantasy that ruined your whole season? Well, injuries have you combing the waiver wires. It's a brand new season every week at DraftKings. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renew rivalries with friends and family every week. Every damn week you can set this thing up. It's amazing. That will give you something to talk about at the dinner table. Or try the 50-50 contest where the top half of all entries win cash. Even if your current fantasy team is cooked, you can still win huge cash prizes every week at DraftKings.com. Use code Kelly at DraftKings.com now and you play for free. How's that? With your first deposit. That's Kelly. Play for free. For your share of the $100,000 in total prizes this weekend. Go to DraftKings.com now. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See you soon for details. Listen.
Bob, can I tell you something real
quick thing.
About your code for DraftKings?
Yeah.
I used it last year. I won $600.
Whoa.
Yeah. See that? Yeah. How great is that? I'm telling you, man. And use code word dude. No, use code word Kelly for this one. If you're, I know you fucking lunatics, all my fans, your fans, they keep coming back to me, so I know you're using the code. Keep using it. Keep using DraftKings.com and use the code Kelly. Speaking of Thanksgiving, it's this week, right? Next week? Next week. What's up?
Did you want to see your vines? Did you want to play some?
I do want to play one in 1 second.
Okay, sorry.
I want to say, I invite, are you coming over?
I have to see when I'm going home.
Are you going home?
I don't know yet.
All right, we're doing a thing, so if you guys want Mike, not you, just because you got to meet my wife first. Maybe I'll invite you to the barbecue next year, and then
yeah,
you come.
Yeah, I love barbecues.
Can't you just meet your wife at Thanksgiving?
What? No, what are you, nuts?
What's the big deal about it?
Because it's my house. It's cold. There's no place to go. The barbecue is outside.
Yeah, I like that.
There's a fence.
You got to do a general first. Yeah. Yeah. General meeting
we
first.
I need a wide fucking swath of grass. No, anyways, I'm very excited about Thanksgiving. Yeah, let's play some of my. You want to see my vines?
Let me tell you right now. I would love to.
Tim, here's a problem with you.
Yes.
Okay? Here's a problem with all you fucks. You know, you first meet these guys, Mikey. And they're all, hey, oh, thank you so. And then they get to know you, and all they want to do is rip you down. That's what's about to happen right now.
That's when the arrogance comes out, because at first everybody's like, hey, Bobby, hey, dude, hey, man. Like,
right?
The first, like, 2 months of comedy.
That's what we sound like.
Like, the first 2 months of comedy, like, everybody's like, hey, man, this is cool. We're going to be friends, all that bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Then they're fucking fighting with you 3 days later, you know what I mean? The bullshit.
Hey, Mike, can you do video on a podcast? I think I'm going to replace both of you with Mike Buscemi. Look at they both.
Steve Buscemi's younger brother.
All right, but whatever his name is. Listen, I love you. You can come back on any time.
I just think it's funny because I think of you so much as a comic. You doing vines, I think, is hilarious.
Buddy, I'm joking. I'm fucking kidding. Can you not fucking give me a serious response?
I'm not giving you a serious response. I want to see these vines.
Wait, can I ask you guys 1 second?
Yeah, please.
How long are you guys doing comedy for?
6 years.
Okay. 6 years, yeah.
4 years.
That's... The beginning, right? You think, Bob?
It's
at least 10 to 12 years to be a headliner, right? You think?
Not now. Not now. With the amount of comedy clubs that are out there now, and their standards, no.
A lot of people would be a headliner and not even be funny. There's people that just get on stage and go, "Hey, I don't like guns," and people go, "That's right." And we just start clapping.
But I'm serious. It's funny that you go in and so many of these fucking headliners are doing 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Walking the fuck off stage.
Right.
I can do 45 minutes on my fucking head.
What do you do when you go up?
Hour six, hour ten, wow. hour 50.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
at least an hour for sure.
Because that's my podcast. Every week is an hour, hour 10.
Where is that podcast?
Come
Town on Come Town Nation.
But the thing is, you guys never had to go through hell holes like we did years ago. I mean, there was no net.
It ain't great now.
No,
I don't know where you think we're going.
No, right or wrong. Tell them what it would be like in a...
Buddy, you're never wrong. You're always right, Mike.
Thank you.
You understand me?
No, but the thing is, am I right or wrong?
Come, you're not. You're always right.
Late night to sell it all in the city. We're drunk. We're fucking... I'd go on at 3 o'clock in the morning. David Tell would go on at 1:30 in the morning to sell it.
But sometimes we'll go to a festival where we get our rooms paid for and food vouchers, and people are attending. And really enjoy our stuff, but then the food's not great.
Yeah,
it's like whatever. So I get it, Mike. I totally get it.
It really is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. Sometimes we just perform in cities where everyone is predisposed to love us. So
Have you guys? I did everything.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I did everything from Jewish temple to mafia gig. So I mean, I don't know if you guys.
Well, there are no Jews and there is no mafia. Now, so I don't know what you want us to do.
The Jews are gone in Trump's America. Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, what do you got?
Oh, there he is.
We got no volume.
I feel like Vine already canceled Bobby like years ago.
No, it should be coming through.
I think Ride Dunes were better.
press on the video itself.
Oh.
Right up there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not. When you already
this is just what he rewinded. This is just what he's into.
Listen. Please just let it play. Let it play. I love this song. Yeah. Listen.
What the hell is this? It's like an anime.
One more time.
It sounds like you're ordering at a Thai place.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
It's hard for me to walk to my hotel because I'm afraid of heights.
Wait.
Oh, God.
Don't do the re-vines. Just do my vines. There's my kid.
He's so tiny there.
Good one.
Right out of the Gomez playbook.
Dude,
something racist.
Kelly on the Anthony Comey show on Vine. Dude.
No N-words?
Who's that?
That's a Revon. You don't want me to see that, right?
Oh, I know.
Oh, it's kind of chugging up on me here. Yeah, there you go.
That's funny. That's a good one.
That's a good one. I'm sure it translates to the podcast.
Well, that's when I was in Denmark.
Fucking Copenhagen.
What a fucking loser.
I gotta give it to Rod Dune.
Do one right now with you. Hi, go ahead.
Why?
Do one right now with you.
There's some gems. There's some gems here.
Oh, Kyle.
Happy New Year.
That's your last one.
The tears of a clown.
No, go all the way dip it to the front.
I did, and there weren't that many.
Just go.
Okay, we
keep going. Yeah. Oh, this guy's gonna fight me.
Oh no!
Watch.
Oh.
Is he on the other side of the tracks?
No, he's on the other side of the glass.
Uh-huh. You feeling me, bro?
What glass?
Oh, shit. Somebody's watching me. Wait, slow down. Don't fucking run.
To be abused.
Oh, God.
To be abused.
So I can't have sex with any other women. So I can't have sex with any.
Not bad. It's funny. It's funny, man.
Not bad.
That was fun.
Not bad. Fucking Lewis singing. Jesus Christ.
That was not good.
What was that? The magic trick. Do the magic trick.
Ow!
He threw the fucking quarter.
Listen. Let me watch.
Yeah. He hit the host in his eye with the fucking quarter. Legitimately, hucked the fucking thing in the host and hit the fucking kid. The host was sleeping.
I wish I had been a video, a Vine of when we had a monitor, a TV stolen from Ralph Sutton's house, and Ralph says to Lewis, "Hey, you know, fucking somebody stole a TV," and Lewis goes, "Hey, Ralph. We're a growing business. We're going to lose things." He's like, this is my house. This is my house.
We're going to lose things. All right,
that's the part of it.
What else? We got anything else? What else in the chat?
You wanted to. There was a tweet by Tony Hinchcliffe about his what he thought about the SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Situation.
Oh, you know what? I did like Chappelle on the SNL, but the opening song was.
Hey, I thought that was nice.
No, of course you did.
I thought it was good. Why? You didn't like it? Why? You didn't like it? What's wrong?
Of course you did.
Because a woman singing, you and Stavros hates women.
Nice try, Tim. That's just flipping it.
No, why? It was good. It was a nice song.
You
what's
hate women?
Huh?
You hate women?
I just, some of their views are problematic.
But
I
here's the deal. Here's the deal.
The seriousness of it was just crazy. Everyone's like,
also,
like,
they had Trump
Leonard Cohen.
What?
But
they
the
had Trump on. You can't fucking eulogize that Hillary Clinton lost when you what fucking were they supposed to you do? You normalized Trump.
He was
don't
a fucking, candidate.
Don't
he was a candidate.
Don't put him on. They didn't
the
have
buddy,
Rubio
buddy.
On.
Normalize is a fake word.
It's
he
not
was
a
the
fake
leading
word,
candidate.
It's
a
fake word.
What does normalize mean?
You can't act sad when you fucking promoted his fucking agenda. You can't act sad about that, dude.
What do you mean his agenda? The guy was a figure. He was a major party.
Yeah,
he was running for the presidency.
Sure.
When they had him
and
on, he had won the nomination.
Let me read this.
Nobody gave a shit about SNL. No Trump voter fucking watched SNL and said, oh, now I'll vote for him. He was on SNL.
But, dude,
let me just read this tweet. Let me read this tweet from Tony Hinchcliffe. Read it.
He says, let's be honest about SNL. Chappelle was great. Duh. But that Kate McKinnon cold open was hot garbage meant to play off our emotions.
Yep.
I thought it was a nice song. I thought she. Why does everyone have to
buddy,
be such a political hack?
Okay. It's not a political hack.
It's a fucking nice song. Leonard Cohen died. She sang Hallelujah.
Well, listen, here's the thing. It's like, all right, what the fuck are we doing here? What's going on? You're doing it in the fucking. If you're in costume, be funny. You want to go sing the song? Go be. Hey, you want to go sing the song? Take the wig off, take the costume off, and go sing the song. I'll hear it. Hey, we're going to do
but
a little
thing. But it's a big
deal.
Don't
come out with a fucking costume on and set me up. You know what you should have done? They should have had fucking Alec Baldwin come out in the back and just stand there. And maybe and then she goes, get it. You know, that would make it a little funny.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Funny's funny,
it
dude.
It was a fucking traumatic election for a lot of people. They fucking had a nice little cold open. Yeah. Let's fucking not go crazy.
I agree with Tony.
Let's not go crazy.
I just
do think it's hypocritical, though.
I don't think it's hypocritical because here's the deal. Nobody fucking voted for Trump because he was on SNL. This is what liberals don't fucking get. They think that anyone gives a shit about SNL and Lena Dunham and Amy Schumer. Nobody gives a fuck about any of these things. They don't matter. No fucking guy who lost a job in fucking Ohio is going, oh, wait a minute, he's on SNL? Now I'm going to vote for him. He's just not the fucking case. Stop worshiping SNL. Stop worshiping these fucking gods.
A lot of people
don't understand why you lost.
Hang on 1 second. Go ahead, Mike.
You should be an attorney. You're fucking awesome.
I should be. I am an attorney, Mike. If you need anything done, I'll do it.
No, yeah.
I am an attorney. Funny you should say that.
No, you really are. Whoa.
Rebuttal.
I just don't think that's true. I do think that he comes off, he was dangerous and he wasn't serious. No one looked at him that way. And then it is kind of, you're putting him in mainstream media. The same thing with Jimmy Fallon, tussling his fucking hair, dude. He was saying dangerous shit. He was saying racist, homophobic, misogynistic shit. And if you don't
stand for
that.
What about when Hillary Clinton was doing dangerous shit and nobody gave a shit? What about when Barack Obama was firing drones into fucking Pakistani weddings and you all didn't give a flying fuck because he was dancing on Ellen? Stop. Have values or don't.
Dude, I
have
don't.
Values or fucking don't.
Whoa,
there's no
stop.
Other, there's no fucking other
Whoa.
Options, dude.
What
I
do you mean there's no
I
other
agree
option?
That they're imperfect fucking people, and I didn't like Hillary Clinton at all, but Trump is more dangerous. I still believe that, and I think
we'll see, dude. She was fucking ready to fight Russia. I don't know how fucking dangerous. We'll
see. I don't want a ground war with Russia.
We'll
true.
See. I don't want a ground war with Russia, which your girlfriend, Hillary, was all fucking about.
All right, everybody, right now, who do you vote for? Tim or Stavros?
Oh!
Tim!
But, well,
Stavros
is like a
everyone
spy.
Everyone hates both of us. Yeah. Everyone in this room hates me and Stavros.
Yeah. No, this podcast, everyone's mad at us for sure. We're going to get terrible.
You guys like, no, you're not. This is what I love. Listen, here.
Me and Stavros like arguing.
We enjoy it. We like arguing.
Because we're not babies.
But you should argue. You should have these fights, screaming, yelling, whatever. As long as after you're done, it's over. It's well, over. You don't spit in people's faces. You don't hurt people.
We're not putting nutrients out of our body.
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
I'm actually pretty. Yeah.
We're keeping it all in.
Listen,
the chat room is unanimously voting for Tim, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, because Tim is
psychotic in there.
No, I mean, look, Tim is way, you know, smarter than Stavros.
Stavros is a spider on the web. I think he's going to overcome Tim.
But I could also just argue. I could argue the other point of view,
wait
too.
Who's it? What's it? Did you use the
everyone's a spider in his analogy.
Spider on the web.
Right. 6 seconds. What do you think?
I'm not that much of a political person.
This
is the wrong episode for me to be on. Wait, let me raise this unpopular opinion. What would happen if, like, we didn't vote at all? What would happen if only, like, 20% of the population voted? Then we might have to, like, reconsider how we even do the system. Then that might cause a big change.
Nobody cares because only 50% votes now. Nobody gives a shit. So you drop off another 30, these people are going to be like, I've heard that argument before. People are like, no, everyone stay home, and then they'll have to no. They'll just go like this and be Democrats, they're all fine.
Democrats do lose when there's lower turnout. That's historically true.
I mean, it is what it
is. Like, one thing that keeps me hopeful is my lack of hope. Kind of like I feel like the president being a president is kind of like a no-show title because everyone below them will do their work.
Let's
for
hope.
Them. And granted, well, Trump will hire like Republican people.
Yeah, his fucking cabinet lines.
Here's the deal. I think that presidents can do certain things, but there's a lot of stuff they can't do, and they're not a wizard. He's not going to.
Yeah, but
he's got the House
and the Senate.
Mike, go ahead.
Like Michael Corleone said, they do a lot of fucking wicked shit for the past 250 years.
Yeah,
they don't have as much power as people think.
He's right.
Hey, huh?
That's true.
It's true. Listen, let's hope the country's fine.
Tim, you should be a politician.
It would be great if he was the best president of all time.
He might be.
It would be.
He might be amazing.
If he can be.
If without even trying, from his golf course, everyone has health care, and it's like,
here's the deal. You know what I mean? I'm glad that Obamacare is going out the fucking window, and I'll tell you why.
He just announced.
He already said he won't. The one thing,
listen, he's going to keep certain parts of it. No, certain parts of it, he's going to restructure it. He's going to restructure it. It's a bad law, but he's going to restructure it. He is going to keep the clause where the pre-existing conditions clause, where, you know, if you have a pre-existing condition, an insurance company cannot deny you. Now, the problem with that, now, I agree with that on a moral level, but the problem with that is incentivized, like, how do you price in risk? That's like saying to somebody with a car accident, like, hey, my car's on fire, and
we should have single payer. If you're going
to
do that.
But it's very hard to have a single payer in a country with 350 people paying taxes.
All right, Fox News, CNN, we're done. We're done.
All right,
we're done. Listen, we're going to wrap this show up. I mean, look, I'm glad we talked about it. A lot of this last week was a fucking crazy week. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
You mean Vine? Vine's not going to be fine. Vine ain't fine.
Rydune is fucked. But we might be fine.
My career's over?
Yeah, Rydune.
I'll just go back to open mics.
No, Mike has a
room. No, it's not over because you know why? You capitalize on every fucking thing you can in this. Grab those Vine followers and take them with you somehow.
Take them with you physically.
Yeah.
Corral
them.
Whether they want to go or not.
Keep getting yourself out there no matter what it takes.
Stavros, what do you got, buddy? And you know, it's so weird. You're supposed to come over this weekend. But it was one of those things that went through the fucking, I remember telling you about it.
Yeah, it seemed like.
And we talked. He was supposed to be with this weekend, but he was there last year. And the guy, Tommy, was like, I don't want the same Middler. Show. I don't want the same feature.
Where?
That Saratoga Springs Comedy Works. And I remember we were like, all right, well, talk to him. Because we had problems at Tampa, too.
Right.
You know, some of the clubs are like, they don't want. They just want their guys.
Right.
Which I get. Because these guys are trying to build up their comedy community. And you know, people up in Albany, these, you know, whatever. Like, Jay lives up there.
You're right. Jay McBride.
Jay McBride. So,
she'll probably middle.
Anyways. She probably won't. It'll be somebody else. I hope it is. Anyways. He's not coming this weekend, which I'm very sad about. Because I was, you know, now I'm going to be alone in Saratoga Springs.
I was going to bring the blender. We were going to have smoothies. I've been drinking smoothies every day.
Buddy, I haven't fucked up once.
That's good. I had a little bit of a fuck up.
Good,
but
man. It's not easy.
I'm back. I'm back in the mix.
I haven't fucked up once.
I'm proud of you, Bob.
Over 3 weeks, and I went to Boston. And I haven't gone to Boston and not fucked up in so long.
Oh, we
so
had a
long.
Terrible weekend in Boston.
Yeah, we ate so much. I'm telling you, my feet felt weird.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
I was sweating. I had clam sweats.
That's fucking scary. If that feeling like that, watch your sugar. I'm telling you.
Huh?
Watch your sugar level. No, no, I'm serious, Bob.
What do you mean?
That's a Michael Corleone quote.
No, I'm serious. Because, like,
what he's saying, Bob, is you don't got enough sugar in you.
No. Maybe you may have too much. Sundays. I'm serious.
You put that yellow palm hand away from my face.
Scout hand?
I'm serious. My sister has diabetes. Right?
So what happened?
No, but you start to feel it in the feet. It is. I'm serious, Bob. I mean it as a good. I'm just not trying to warn you.
All right, thank you.
No, I mean that sincerely.
Say no again, and you say...
Okay.
Sure. Am I right or wrong again? I'm gonna tackle you, Michael.
Okay.
No, buddy. Listen. So Stavros, what do you got, buddy?
Follow me on Instagram at StaviBaby. We've got some great fall content coming up, and some holiday stuff.
I can't wait. I haven't seen anything.
It's gonna be good. Listen to Cumtown.
Where do you find it?
Just Google Cumtown. So
yeah. and then rummage through all the gay porn. It's a small farming community.
It's a tough search.
Right below San Francisco. Yeah. And it's just a bunch of guys coming all day. Yeah.
It is. The SEO stuff is pretty
hard.
What
is it?
We're on iTunes, Cumtown. Yep. And we have a live show. It's going to be the Monday after Thanksgiving. Come on out. We've had a couple good ones. It's been a lot of fun.
And when are we next?
Magoobies. My
is
hometown
really
in Baltimore.
It?
Yeah, dude. Okay. We got to... Anyway. So that's the first weekend in December.
Yep. All right, man. Well, we're at Magoobies, which is going to be fun. And also, are you coming over Thanksgiving? Find out.
I'll find out. I'll talk to my
family.
Find
out. That'll be fun. We're going to have a good time. Timmy, what do you got besides fucking beautiful hair?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. November 19th, I'm going to be at a place called The Infield in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Come out to that. November 26th.
Sorry, what?
The Infield in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Is that baseball themed?
Yeah, it's during the seventh inning stretch at a minor league game.
Are you just going to shit on everything that I do? Or?
First of all, Mr. Negative.
Okay, I apologize.
The reason why I'm asking, I think I played there, sissy.
You might have, too. You might have, too. The infield.
I'm serious. I think it's a baseball
thing. It is
thing.
A baseball thing.
I played there when I was coming up.
How was it?
It's a gig in Boston.
Yeah,
it's
all right.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Look, funny's funny.
Thank
people
you.
People show up for a show,
man.
You fucking do
thanks.
Your
when
day,
you ask
it.
How is it, and the response is funny's funny, man.
Yeah, no,
listen, I'm not looking forward to it. Proctor's Theater in Schenectady on November 26th.
I'm going to have the guy say that you open up for Wanda.
Yeah, exactly. Come out to that, or Proctor's November 26th, or Vermont Comedy Club November 30th. I'm headlining that. That should be great.
Nice. Baltimore, right?
Tim, Baltimore's coming up, too.
You headlining?
What?
Are you headlining?
Yeah, I'm going to headline. It's going to be great.
Look at him.
What's his December?
I don't know. It's Umar Khan. Gin and Jokes in Baltimore. That's a fun one.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. And Tim Dillon's going to hell. We are really growing in popularity on Gas Digital. We're doing great. And please rate and subscribe and like us on iTunes. Our last episode is one of the funniest things ever. And I'm not just saying that.
I think you are.
Oh, fuck.
That's a big laugh. Hey, guys, it's me, Rye. You can watch me struggle in front of four people at the Creek in the Cave tonight if you're watching this right now. And then I'll be in Boston November 27th, 28th, 29th. And then I'm doing a mini tour in, like, Dallas and Phoenix and shit with George Perez and, like, the Adam Carolla crew. Check my Twitter. I pinned all my dates. I'm Rye Dune on Twitter. And also someone about a half hour ago called me a rapist on Twitter, so check that out.
Why are you a rapist? Yeah,
I think they're confusing me with a different...
Yeah, don't plug that.
That's true.
God, you really all want this career to be over. What a clean break. Clean break.
No. I look similar to another dude, social media dude, who got accused of Twitter. So... edit that rape part out. Check me out on Instagram too, Rye Dune.
Right, thanks for coming back on, buddy.
Thanks
good
for having
to see
man.
You, man.
You too, dude.
Good luck with this wherever you go, and I think it's going to be great.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I do, man. Mikey, what do you got besides fucking weird eyes?
Thursday, I'm going to be actually doing a comedy roast battle.
Oh, no shit.
At the New York Comedy Club, I'm battling Gino Bisconte.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tear him up. It's
now,
fun,
is that
man.
The same roast battle they have all over the place, or is that a different one?
I think it's called some guy named
Brands.
Rel does it.
It's a competing, the other one.
Yeah.
That's great, buddy.
And then I'm going to be at the Triad Theater December 2nd with Pat Dixon, myself, and Alexis Deloney.
Oh, great, man. I love Pat. That's
He's
great.
A good guy, man. I love
great him. Guy. Good, man. Good what?
The battle, though, I had my second battle. It's my second one, right?
Right.
It's so much different than Bob than roasting people from a dais, you know what I mean? It's fun, man. I like battling
people.
Do
me a favor.
One.
Please explain.
Okay, like... You know, when people go up one after one, that's pretty brutal. You know, that's hard enough, but I like fighting one on one. It's awesome.
I'm sorry. I fell asleep with my eyes open. No, Mikey, I love you, buddy. Thanks for coming on, man.
So much fun.
All right, what do you got? Hey, dude, how are you?
What's up,
Bob? Dude, I'm sorry I didn't see you there. You just...
I've been here 7 times.
You I know. But this time I didn't see you come in.
Yeah, I don't know.
I snuck him in.
Oh, she snuck you? Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you banging him or something?
No. Why do I have to be banging everybody?
I was the first one through the door.
Yeah, buddy, I got a lot going. I got a lot of... I'm doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Really remembers me. Yeah. I have my own football podcast. It's called You're on the Clock. You can find it on iTunes, and you can follow us on Twitter.
It's the only show that lets guests plug. I mean, I literally just, all I do is help everybody else do everything. Nobody helps me.
You always let me plug the podcast, so I got you another bat.
Ah, buddy, there you go. See that? What are you guys ever fucking giving me?
Love, friendship,
like the
companionship on the road.
I said I got a gift certificate. I'm taking you to an Italian restaurant. Okay, that's all. I just wanted to make sure you guys remember all these things. Thank you, Bob. That's a fucking good one, kid.
Yeah, they said it was one of the best, and I know. Yep.
You like. Oh, it is. That's a fucking high end one, dude. Yeah. You paid for money for that sucker.
Only the best for you, Bob.
Buddy, you're the best, huh?
How much was it?
$20.
Yeah,
right, that's $20. Not that much.
Huh? That's a lot of money for us.
It will be soon for you.
Oh, shit. You guys are laughing at him, man.
Hey, you want this?
I'll sell it. Yeah.
You can sell it to one of those homeless people. Get your money back.
Do you want to dance with me?
Listen, Deepu, what do you got, buddy?
Twitter, Instagram, R2Deepu, and my two podcasts, Geeks in New York and Go to Hell Podcast. You can check those out.
Go to Hell.
Interesting name.
Is that your name?
It's the name of mine.
What's yours?
Tim Dillon's going to hell.
You're
going to hell.
I'm going to hell.
He says go to hell.
Right.
It's just
There's a subtle difference.
Scopa brought that up too. He was like, that's way too similar. And I actually didn't come up with it. My co-host did.
Yeah, but, well, who's your co-host?
I'm sure it was fine.
Is he the head of the Tim Dillon fan club? Yeah.
It's Tam Doylen.
Luis Gomez was just like, it's just Baby. Telling everyone, go to hell.
That's copyright infringement. You can't do that.
Did he give you shit for that? No.
No one said anything.
No,
who
cares?
Well, yeah.
My friend got defensive, though. He actually like sent me like a list of all these podcasts with the expression go to hell in it. So, you know, it's...
What friend? Do you have any more ads?
No, you're all set.
I'm all set. What do you have besides fucking A cup titties?
They're getting smaller.
I know, because you're losing weight.
Nah.
Babby, you look good. I think you look sweet. And I'm glad you have a guy. But do me a favor, seriously.
No more butt stuff?
No, I don't want you to get... I don't want you... You can do butt stuff. Okay. You don't let somebody come in your bum.
Oh, why not?
Oh, why?
Tim said it's okay.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, okay. All right. Never mind. Sorry.
You can do that.
Just,
Lauren, the worst thing that can happen is you get AIDS.
Right. Well, let's all cross our fingers.
Hey, how about a fucking cum shit? How about one of those coming out?
Oh, yeah.
Tim?
Tim, what? Tell me about a cum
shit. Get off your phone, Tim.
I'm looking up cum shit.
I know you.
that's just his homepage.
Tim, for your fucking dumb speech about waking up in the morning and looking at the sun. Yeah. Girl, you fucking get a gummy phone for 2 hours.
You remember
on
that?
My fucking show.
2 hours ago I gave that speech.
Things, his views have evolved.
All right, listen. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go and download the app. iOS and Android and subscribe. $1.99 a month. Support the show. 10 episodes will always be free. Everything else is behind the paywall. All these episodes will be behind the paywall at some point, but you can become a member, have all the original content that is only up there for premium members. All you guys who subscribe, and we got a lot of you, thank you so much. You're coming up in the shows. You're telling me you're a premium member. Thanks for supporting the True Story Tour. The next stop is Saratoga Springs this weekend, New York, upstate near Albany. Make sure you show up. Spread the word. Support all these people. And if you want to be a guest on the show, like my man over here, email Lauren at
ykwdproducer@riotcast.com.
And if you want to send us something, all the shit behind us is from you fans. If you want to send us something, please.
That's my impression.
Please, what's the address?
117 McDougal Street, attention Robert Kelly or YKWD.
And what is the zip code?
10012.
10012.
If you want to send a bomb, we'll give you Stavros' home address.
Oh, man, you got... Oh, fuck.
What's that?
I think it's 10013.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's a big sorry.
Sorry.
All right, guys. Again, I want to thank Chris Scopo. God bless you. No, I'm kidding, you guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast. You know what?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.